to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon, a professional radio pronosticator from New York City.
Yeah.
Jam Creative Productions and I go way, way back to October of 1975.
Yeah.
I was a baby DJ working at WQXI Atlanta.
Hello.
94.
Hello.
Anyway, we needed a jingle package, so we purchased Priority One.
Priority One.
Probably Jam's first CHR package.
Hello.
I personally flew to Dallas for the session.
Down
the airport. It is lovely 1971 Plymouth Duster.
Well, it was.
With wheezing and bucking.
Wheezing and bucking.
We made it and the jingles were great. We had a lot of fun over the years working on great packages like the Flamethrower and Warp Factor.
They were great.
Congratulations and happy 20th anniversary to Jam Creative Productions.
Hello.
Shannon in the morning.
Hello.
Scott Shannon.
Hello.
B-100.
A seller on eBay tried to auction off a cough drop that Arnold Schwarzenegger used and tossed into a trash can.
Yes.
When he was told of the news, Arnold laughed and then fondled the female reporter.
That's very good, Mr. Shannon.
Wow. Hi, Mr. Drysdale. Milburn Drysdale. I remember when we went to the Bank of Beverly Hills.
Yes, the Bank of Beverly Hills.
And your,
saw Ms. Drysdale.
Your Bentley was bucking and weaving.
Bucking and weaving. I'd like to thank everybody, all those wonderful people down at Jam Creative Productions.
How about some groaners?
I thought that was the groaner.
Oh, no. That was just the joke. There's lots of jokes, but there's only two groaners.
Then give me the groaners.
What does Shark use to keep his...
Shrek. God. Oh, now it's ruined forever.
Oh, come on.
What
that
Scott's
is two?
Do?
Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah, because you haven't...
Distantly.
It's in queue.
The Beverly Hills Savings and Loan welcomes Shrek's money.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, I've lost my place.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
What does Shrek use to keep his shoes smelling fresh?
What?
Ogre eaters.
Now we are supposed to groan, aren't we?
All right, one more. What Michael Moore documentary was a huge hit in Mexico?
Which one?
Fahrenheit 9-1-1.
Come on.
Hey now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yar. And here we go. Hi, honey.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Hi, Uncle. Oh, stay away from those evil people.
Oh, look, she loves them, though.
Hello.
What about your daddy?
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy.
Hello.
Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
I'll tell you the problem with those guys.
What's the problem?
They are not dignified.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dazzling Urbanite and all the ships at sea.
I won't be meeting with you anymore, Ralph.
Why?
It's not dignified.
Dazzling! Winners of the coveted Pretty Award, Don Geronimo and... Mike O'Mara!
Yeah, he's
Hello.
Johnny's back.
Hello, and hi, thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode on this Tuesday. 05-25-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
All right, kids, here you go. It's May 25th, Ought 4.
Yeah!
And you can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636.
That was real enthusiasm, right? That wasn't canned?
No, I was actually... my day's gone so badly that I'm actually... this is the moment of happiness, yeah. Right here, right now.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to let you...
My day's been going downhill since the swan ended.
800-636-1067 from Canada.
and from D.C. on WJFK FM 202-432-1067. I was going to mention the Swan that last night in my home, I was watching your president of our United States.
Well, recently I credit you because you have transformed yourself into a political animal. And I think it's a good transformation. And how the roles have reversed themselves, where you were sitting there watching something important to the nation, the president speaking, and I was watching the worst television program
ever. Mike, I disagree. I disagree about it being the worst program, because here's what happened. I'm watching Bush, and I'm not watching him because I'm trying to learn anything
politically. I said the Swan was the worst program.
I disagree.
Oh, my God.
So I'm watching.
I watched it all season.
Frieda comes in and says, "Why aren't you watching the Swan with me?" I said, "I'm watching Bush." And she said, "Well, what is it that you want to see?"
I figured that all the
time. But normally when she's not at home.
Yeah, normally she doesn't catch you.
Can you imagine she
I'm not drinking anymore on this show, because that was an opportunity lost right there. Yeah. You know, it was like, I was swilling this iced tea down my gullet right after you said that. I'm watching Bush.
So anyway, she says, "Why are you watching Bush?" I want to see the cuts. I want to see the cuts. I want to see the scabs.
Right.
And once I saw the cuts and the scabs on Bush, I didn't care what he had to say. So she said, "Please, come watch this one. Come on. I like this one." She said, "I watch your dumb shows." So I watched it. And I have to say, I was absolutely captivated with these cows that have had all this work done.
Oh, now I know what you got. First, you got the whole show.
First, they're in
I watched it all season. That's why I was bored.
They're in the nightgowns. Mm-hmm. Then they're in the bikinis. Yep. And here's the best part of all. When they finally pick the dog that's the winner, the girl who's become the Swan, they don't give her a crown. They give her a tiara that looks like a swan.
Yeah.
And if it's not like, congratulations, you've embarrassed yourself in front of 30 million people. Now, just to make sure, just in case anybody out there didn't know, you're a total dope on wheels, please put this gigantic life-size swan replica on your head.
Well, you know, the motto of the Swan, of course, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Yeah, right.
Which cracks me up.
Yeah.
They're so concerned with saying, "We're going to work on your inside," as they're like carving their faces into these Joker poses.
No.
And here's why I was bored with
it's
the Swan.
Winner, maybe it was just because I only watched it.
Yes, like, that is the reason.
I watched the first episode, and I watched the last episode.
I watched lots of Swan episodes, and I found the pageant part to be the greatest anticlimax in the history of television, because if you hadn't seen it, then you were interested because they were showing it. For me, it was rehashing this, and if they're rehashing, to hear them whine again, where it was picked on in school.
Except on the first one, I heard some of the whining from the first one.
Right. Yeah, the blonde.
But then when you get down to the concept, and I was really thinking about it. Okay, you're going to get women who are ugly, whose husbands hate them, they have low self-esteem.
All the hubbies were there, though.
You're going to get them cleaned up. But every week, as Frieda explained to me as the show goes on, every week you get two of these girls who really feel bad about themselves, and they've been all dolled up, and then what they do at the end of the show, they say to one of them,
they boot one of them off.
Okay, listen, go back to that crappy, I mean, talk about helping your self-esteem, go back to that crappy life you used to have.
Well, they would tell you that they got the tens of thousands of dollars worth of work done, including the Da Vinci veneers, and then they send them packing, and usually, that's why, Don, nobody's a winner, a loser on the Swan. Yeah.
Anyway.
But I thought it was so dull, because it was, first of all, they only have 12 contestants in this beauty pageant, and I was watching this thing and I fell sound asleep because I found it boring, and they didn't look as good as I thought they would.
Well, of course not. I mean, they're housefrous. But come on, when the broad, do you see at the end when she had the big swan on her head?
I was out.
Now that's a winner.
It's out. Bored to tears.
That was, for me, as the kids say on the AOL.
You were very late to the party.
That was
Swan.
LOL.
You know, I got to tell you. You know how you say that to me sometimes?
Oh, Mike.
I'm a loyal Swan guy.
I don't even use it on me, because it's wasted on me, because I'm not late to the party. I was never at the party.
You were never at the party, and maybe
never
that's
at
why
the party.
So you found as a total. What's a good word for this? As an interloper to the Swan. You found it because it was all new to you. Found it highly entertaining.
And I didn't
want
to like it.
For me, it was a great disappointment.
I didn't want to like it. And then when she comes out with the big Carmen Miranda thing on her head at the end, I was like, God, why not just hang a giant sign around the girl's neck that says loser? Beautiful on the outside, but still a loser on the inside.
Now, I never followed the ratings for the Swan, whether they were good or not. I don't know whether... I guess it kind of did well.
I'll check.
Right?
It's been very popular. It did well. It'll be back.
It's done okay.
So there's something about it that when you see these doctors and you see some of these women that come into it, the one that you didn't see was the one where the girl smuggled in the mirror. And that's like their one rule.
Oh,
and they kick her out.
You know, Frida told me that, and that's where I think it's the fakery, it's the trickery of the shows. That of course there's one girl.
My whole thing was when they had that episode, and maybe they got mail from people that were thinking like I did, because they kicked this girl off because she had a mirror and said, "Oh, that's the one rule of the Swan that we enforce." And then they showed last night, if you were watching the whole show, they showed the incredible lengths, including spraying stuff on the reflection of the TV that they went in.
I watched the pageant, the beauty pageant, the lingerie pageant.
They took cookware out of there, so they couldn't look at their reflection in the cookware. So I guess they basically ate with their hands for the entire time.
Maybe so. And beyond that, even that, and I'll give you that. That you're the king of the swan, okay? You're king of all swans.
Thank you. Well, I've always felt that way.
I am the... My show's on tonight.
Yes.
If you're a 14-year-old girl like me, you're really looking forward to American Idol tonight. And I love the way... And I'm just using USA Today as an example. But I want to tell you how I read between the lines.
All right.
They have the two contestants, Fantasia and Diana.
Right.
And how do they headline these girls?
How?
Idol Showdown, Soul versus Pop. Now, translated, I read that. And now, hold on, bear with me. Idol Showdown, Black versus White.
Playing the race card.
Now, really, couldn't you put Diva versus Diva?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you put Talented Teen versus Talented Teen?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, they could.
Sure.
No, but what it is Soul versus Pop.
And race war!
And let's see how it begins. In one corner... Fantasia, the gospel-trained single mother with a sulfur voice and a brassy style. On the other corner, Diana, the perky high school dynamo who can belt out a tune with the best of them. Who do you like?
Hey.
Who do you like, America? What do you think? Dark meat or white meat for you in this 12-piece pack?
Why do they have to make it that way? Why don't they simply say gap tooth? Versus Chubby Princess.
Mike, now see, that would be fine. You're taking race out of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But soul, soul, black music.
Right.
Pop, white music. Not that there's not crossover. I certainly know that there is. But this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing. So, Rob, the question is this finally going to make you vote for American Idol? If it's a race, if it's a vote just for race?
I will mobilize my troops and we will all vote.
He will all come home. So that's tonight. That's what I want tonight. Oh, listen, we have an update, a crazy kooky update. Robbie, please step forward and tell us about, remember the guy, we've had him on the show maybe three times in the last month, the guy with the... country music, wax museum, he's selling on eBay.
Yeah, the man from Nashville, John C. Hobbs.
Now,
John Hobbs, how you doing?
That's how he talks.
He was out scouting players with Tommy Lasorda.
Right.
Remember the last time we had him on the show? And
Tommy's a good guy.
And he's promised us two of these wax dummies, two leftover wax dummies.
I'm sure we could find one for you.
And I think, now the reserve price on eBay was...
When he first put it out, his reserve, I think, was $450,000.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously something tripped him up because after the 10 days it went back up, and now I think the reserve is in the 200 neighborhood. But
what is the current bid?
I thought the last time we had him on that it had gotten up to $200,000.
It had, but that was obviously there was a fake
bid or something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe,
I thought they couldn't do that on eBay.
I checked it out this morning, and you can now get in on it if you bid more than $13,000.
Yeah,
that's where it's at right now.
That's still pretty good, probably.
It dropped a lot.
Anyway, better chance we get some wax dummies for the studio.
Yeah, because we'll say, you know, is he going to ship them all for the $13,000? Do you think?
Well, that's the reserve has not been met.
you're like me, right? You will take as many as he can.
Oh, listen, yeah, of course. I mean, two would be
we're back to
20 would be outstanding.
I'm thinking exactly that you can't get in the studio and you can't walk around. Because of
all over the building.
And especially if we trade offices. Oh, and it looks like we want want to thank Julie Fulman, the sales manager here.
Wonderful, Julie.
Came upstairs. You know, how foolish I was for thinking that she hated me.
And
really, when I look in the mirror, how foolish any woman could hate me.
I agree. I look at you every day and I say that.
Well, you're not a woman, though, Mike. Well, I take it back.
I feel like a woman sometimes.
Billy Joel said it best.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always be a woman to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, and it's Shania Twain.
And you know what? And seriously, as I look at you in the eye,
yeah,
and you to me, and I say, what man could hate me?
I am not your bitch. I'm not your bitch.
You'll always be my bitch.
I'm not your bitch.
Hey, you want to go down this road because it'll end up in a horrible fist fight.
Now, why would it end up in a horrible...
How does it goes, woman, you called me, you basically just called me a woman, and you know that tweaks me. You know that tweaks me just
okay,
a little.
Okay, in what regard to...
I'm going to let it slide.
I don't remember, but explain me. How do they call you a woman?
You're always a woman to me.
Yeah, but you said something that made me say that to you.
Yes, I gave you a compliment.
Oh, I... You said...
Womanish compliment. Yeah, but that'll be the last one of those today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, no more compliments coming your way today, pal.
Hey, there's no one more masculine than you, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean that.
And that's where I'll let it sit. I look in the mirror and I know that.
macho man. Let me just say, by way of getting out, I just said that as a joke.
What?
The part about me looking in the mirror and thinking that all the women love me.
Well, and I said it as a totally serious compliment. But I know all the women love you. See, it's just the same thing with the cicadas. You don't even look at yourself accurately. You think ill of yourself when you shouldn't. Here I am just trying to build you up every day.
Well, now that I look myself again in the plexiglass,
mm-hmm.
maybe you are right.
Absolutely.
Maybe you are right.
It's time for you to start thinking that way.
Maybe you are right. I'm beautiful.
I was thinking, the word I was going to use was pretty.
Pretty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're right. I'm your bitch. Okay.
Oh God!
You're my lady, and I'd be glad to be your bitch.
No, you are to me. If you're going down that
Mike,
road,
Mike, the bitch is back.
You're the gambler.
Oh, we're doing all Kenny Rogers songs.
Yeah, you're the gambler,
Buzz,
and I'm your slutty friend.
No, Buzz, I'm afraid if we're doing Kenny Rogers.
Of course, that one time at the T-shirt signing a million years ago, when the guy got mad at us, you were the coward of the county that night.
Oh! Well, I've never been in a fist fight.
You remember that? I don't even remember the details. I just remember we both kind of cut and run.
You were kind of a coward, too.
Yeah.
Kind of a coward.
Yeah, kind of.
I initiated cowardly behavior.
I was a coward. I left eventually, but it was as I was standing there, and you went to your car.
Yeah, of course I did.
It was,
what am I going to do, get in a fight with some guy over a T-shirt?
No. Well, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Hard to find those Kenny Rogers.
No, it's not. I'm just trying to find one that you won't get mad at. When I think of you as my lady,
right?
You know what I think?
What's that?
She believes in me. And no matter what, Robbie?
I always like to think of you two together as islands in the
stream. Oh, now see, that's I wanted. That was the only other one I had.
God damn. Mike, with your beautiful ruby eyes.
Ruby lips.
How about lips?
Don't take your love to town. Don't take your love to... And as always, for those of you diehard Kenny Rogers fans, let me just say this. No matter what I say about Mike, no matter what he says about me, something's burning.
That's old.
And I think it's love.
Uh-huh. For God's sakes, turn around.
And I just dropped in to see what condition. My condition
was in.
Oh, my God.
You're the winner.
I think we exhausted the real... Known hits?
Let's say we have.
Yes, let's say we have.
I know there's more.
Of course.
There are more. I'm sure there are more.
Like,
I know there are more.
From his heyday.
I just saw something on TV. He's another one of these has-beens that's hawking the best songs of all time.
I think he's selling his golf course, too.
And he's selling his chicken.
His chicken?
Roasters.
Kenny Rogers. Oh, that's right. It's his restaurant chain?
I believe so, yeah. Wow. And he's also a big one. He re-records his songs for different labels and then resells them.
Oh, so you don't... So, like, if you buy this greatest hits package, you don't get the real hits?
Mm-mm.
Ah, that stinks.
Pick a fine time to leave me the same.
Great DJ joke? You ever doing a show? That's got a short intro on it. Talk about it. I was almost late today coming to work. I had a problem with a flat tire. You picked a fine time to leave me, loose wheel.
Oh,
God. That's a groaner.
Groaner. Oh.
I would use that one. You know who is a beautiful woman is Julie Fullman.
Yes, she was in our office today.
Who was the sales manager, and we're trading places with her.
Mm-hmm.
We're trading offices with her, and she's goddamn serious about it, and so are we. It's good because we're going to move down to this floor, and she's going to move up to that floor, and there's going to be some integration here.
Yeah, she brought up an interesting question up in the office, though, which we didn't really care, but she brought it up with her. Our fearless leader was even aware of that fact.
Not that it matters.
He did ask to be informed.
But he yellow-lighted it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Okay. And really, that's a green light as far as we're concerned.
Sure.
Let's call Queeg.
I like that.
Old Yellowstone.
Queeg.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Queeg, what's happening? You know that we're doing this. I know you yellow-lighted it in your Captain Queeg fashion, but the move, the training spaces, us training spaces with the office of Julie Fullman is happening.
We got it done last week when we spoke to you. We got it right after a short time after we spoke to you.
Congratulations. I actually thought it was with Hedges.
Well, he might be making a move, too.
Now, I thought there was a big, it's sort of like a two-for-one.
No. He wants Ron and Fez's office.
Two-for-two.
If Ron and Fez want to swap offices with him, that's between Ron and Fez and the general.
Okay.
But we got our deal with sweet Julie Fullman.
And you'll be happy to know that the deal with Steve Johnson fell apart, so you'll still have that wonderful man across from your office every day.
I'm thrilled about that. And, I don't know if I'm happier to have him there.
And I hope that Frida doesn't get pissed. I really committed her to a lot of work today. Not that Frida would be doing all this, but I said,
I think she'll enjoy it, won't she?
We'd paint the office, mm-hmm. and she said, will Frida help decorate? And I said, of course. You know, that's what she does. You know, let's make sure the decorating is done in the hours when I'm not here.
Right.
That would work out best for me.
Right.
If Frida had to arrive.
It all worked out for you guys.
Yeah, it did. And Alan, you're welcome. Because this is going to help the morale around your radio station.
Listen, I feel it already. I really do. People are running around here very, very happy, and I'm glad that you're going to be down here. I can see you more often.
That's not necessary.
That's just a threat on your part.
Yeah, of course it is. But I can come down, and I don't have to walk upstairs and find you.
Please,
I can just walk across
the hall. make that an empty threat, please.
Anyway, so just so you know, Julie wanted us to make sure that we told you that we're moving.
Okay, but I'm confused. Hedges is still a mix.
What do you care about Hedges for? Hedges has...
We're not part of that deal, really. We have nothing to do with that.
That's a subplot with Hedges and Ron and Fez.
If they want to do a switch, we're fine, but we're...
See, there are offices upstairs. It's our office. Ron and Fez have an office. The production people have offices. All the DJs are upstairs, and all the salespeople are downstairs. And it used to be that there was a mingling of the species.
That's right.
Where there was salespeople that would actually have to say hello to us, and we'd have to say hello to them.
Yeah, it was fun. You got to know... I mean, really, this move is designed so we get to know more people around.
I remember your office used to be next to the sales cubicles.
Absolutely. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. That the very first office we had was that way.
And furthermore, our office is just too goddamn far away. I mean, even though you grace us with 10 minutes of commercials every time we break, frankly, to go all the way upstairs, if you want to pour a drink, get yourself a drink, brush your teeth, have some Altoids, because I'm talking about having a hard drink.
Well, it's kind of nice to have this office on the main floor.
Be very, very easy. No. Very convenient.
I'm all for it.
So anyway, it's happening. And
good.
Julie just wanted to make sure that you were not yellow lighting in the squig, that you were going to green light it.
But I do know that Jeff may want to make the move.
You're going to Shrek on it. You're going to green light it. What is the hang-up?
Now you're talking, what is this?
Look, it's what I heard through the grapevine, that Jeff may want to make the move, which means Julie won't have to.
No, you're so out of the loop. We spoke to Jeff Hedges. Jeff Hedges doesn't want our office. He wants Ron and Fez's office.
But but to be honest with you, if that's the way it was, I wouldn't have any problem with that either.
Yeah, but
office is fine.
But someone's got to ask Ron and Fez.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, I mean, if for some reason that's the way it was, that Jeff wanted to move into our office, and either Julie's or Jeff, doesn't matter to us.
But Jeff told me he wants Ron Fez's office.
Yeah, okay. All right.
He doesn't want our
office. I'll find out. I will.
No, you know what?
Why do you have to find out?
Hold on. This is right. You know what?
Listen, if nothing good...
Sorry you called.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Yes, desperately sorry we called.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, we're just trying to tell you, we're doing something good. We want you to think that you're involved in things around here, so, you know, technically you're in the loop, so you know what's
happening. I'll tell you how I feel now, though.
How?
You know how I feel now? I just have that nagging feeling someone's trying to pull a fast one.
No, not at all, Mike. This is...
What are you...
Alan,
and that's the guy on the phone that's trying to pull a fast one.
Let me put you on hold for a second.
I'll be right back.
Hold on.
Jeez.
God, I hate talking to him sometimes.
He can't hear us now. He's too dumb to pull a fast one. He's just sitting back there.
Is he just being difficult?
His head is swimming because things are happening.
What, Robbie?
What? The problem is he is too dumb to pull a fast one, but he's not so smart that he can't realize he's that dumb, and he's going to try and play this somehow. You watch him.
Wow.
Be careful, Rob.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah. All right,
stop
talking behind my
back,
please.
Oh,
hi, Alan.
So we'll stop talking behind your back, but Alan, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. If Ron and Fez...
I'm thrilled, really. I told you from the get-go, I loved having you down here, and I...
No. So, hold on. Let me just double-check on this. You're thrilled that we're moving downstairs. Why are you thrilled that we're swapping offices with Julie?
Well, I didn't say I'm thrilled about that.
What are you thrilled about?
That you're going to be downstairs.
Okay, good. All right.
I don't care where you are.
Right. Okay.
All right. That's fine.
I'm going somewhere with this, though, counselor. So you're happy? Mike, I just want to catch him in something.
I'm not doing that to you.
I'm happy. Yes, I'm always happy.
Can I just catch him in something?
Yeah.
You're happy because we're going to be coming downstairs, and that will probably make things looser around here. Right?
Well, I mean, according to you, I think they're loose, but I think you'll
see. This is what I want to get back to. See, he knows. Here's the thing. Last week when we first told him we wanted to switch offices just for a change and also because, you know, it's so segregated around here. You have the programming on one side and you've got the salespeople on the other side. And his comment last week was, I don't think there's any need for it because I think morale is great around here.
Mm-hmm.
With Jeff Hedges putting up his kindergarten cop thing, get your name and your gold star on
right,
here.
Right.
I said, let's move in. And at the time, you said there was no problem with morale. There was nothing. Alan, this is a morale booster.
Hey, you listen, anything to help morale even more, I'm for it. So go for it.
All right. There it is. Okay.
What else do you need?
Can I just ask, on a number... on a 1 to 10 basis, please be rating the current morale of radio station WJFK under your stewardship.
7.5.
7.5.
Yeah.
Who have you been asking?
I got about 3 or 4 people.
Steve Johnson.
They keep telling me that.
I think it's great.
Well, now you know why I want him next to me.
I tell you, I had a brief negotiation with Steve Johnson. I had a brief negotiation.
Why you want him next to me?
I never want to deal with that guy. I never want to deal with that guy ever again.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation.
It was painful. Yeah, with him.
Well, what do I get, huh?
You know, like I'm trying to pull a fast one on him, which I wasn't.
Oh, he was one of the guys we're trying to broker an office with.
Yeah, I even offered him a sweet deal too, little private stuff, little golf.
Huh?
Yeah, offer to take him out and clients out golfing.
Well, I don't know. That won't happen. So right now here on May 25th, you have rated morale of this radio station a 7.5. At what point do you think the all time high was as far as morale goes around here?
Ah, geez, all time high.
All time high.
Highest rating. He's thinking.
God, I'll get back to you on that. I don't know. It's been all-time high. I mean, I don't know if it's ever been a 10.
But has it ever been higher than a 7.5?
I think when you were downstairs, it was higher than
there. Good answer, good Alan. Answer.
And when do you think morale's been at an all-time low around here?
Probably when we moved you to middays.
All right. Okay. Well, that's, you know, not the answer I was looking for.
Yeah, but that was probably not a good idea.
Not the answer I was looking for. but truthful. So I guess in closing, this has been a very productive session. We both agree that the station has emotionally many, many steps to climb, and we are glad to help get beyond this.
We will pass along to you when we are moved in so that you can bring us the office warming gift.
Okay, absolutely.
All right, Alan.
All right, guys, thanks.
And don't be so hung up about what Jeff Hedges is doing.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
You seem to be a bit preoccupied with Jeff Hedges.
No, I just want to make sure that he's in the mix on that, because I know he was interested.
I'll tell you one thing about him. He's an up-and-comer in this business. At Jeff Hedges, he's a can-do guy. Isn't he running the Redskins stuff now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's more responsible.
Along with he and Steve.
more responsibility for Jeff. Jeff's also tied into ARW, right? Tied into sales there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The busy man. The mover.
Yeah. A lot on his plate. Jeff Hedges, a lot on his plate. If I was you, I would monitor him as well.
When we move in, Alan will bring us a basket of two-day-old muffins.
I would keep a constant watch on him.
I'll do that.
Watch out. Yeah. You ever play leapfrog when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I gotcha.
That's what I'm saying. Watch it, Alan. Just watch it.
You know, when's your producer starting?
Next. You tell me. You hired her.
I guess it's next week. Is it the first, right?
Next week, correct.
The first.
Day after Labor Day.
Well, we've got a
list. Memorial Day.
We've got a list of a million things, and Mike and I were just talking. One of our first things is going to be, get us moved.
Amen.
Get us moved.
Great. She'll be running point on that.
Mm-hmm. Good. I know she's excited.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having Beth Ann join us. Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Me too.
Good appearance, Mr. Linewand.
All right, well, good. I'll talk to you guys later.
You are aces.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for taking the call.
Can I just tell you who's better, though?
Who?
Jeff Hedges.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the best.
You got me.
He's the best. All right.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. It does seem to be a little preoccupied him, of course. That was an opening. You poured that salt in that wound.
Well, he's the general manager here. He's the freaking general manager of a big radio station.
And now we are going to be mere steps away from him.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know, really, if you ever have a real issue, it'll just be like, Alan!
That's what makes it so great, Mike.
It'll be the same way. Maybe we could have Rob do it. Rob, because Rob's good at yelling. He really
would
is.
Would you call Carrie for us one time?
Carrie!
Hello.
Alan!
Hello, one call before we go to break. Victor.
Is he for real? Is he really that difficult all the time?
Yeah. Who, Alan? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You guys deserve a lot better than that. And I'm going to tell you, I've listened to you for a long time, and you decorated my life. Love you.
Okay, get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah, one we missed.
Crazy. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They're rich, they're beautiful, and now they're looking for some new kicks. Three gorgeous sisters and their governess, who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
A family that plays together is a very groovy family.
Don't miss The Swingin' Pussycats, the amorous adventures of four sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more terrific.
Mama told us a man should get all he wants.
Ah! The Swingin' Pussycats are the perfect household pets, trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
Uh-huh. I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats, in color from Hemisphere Pictures.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. Hello. La, la, la. The Don and Mike Show.
La, la, la.
Hello.
La, la, la. Oh, we have the affiliate of the day. Here is Dan calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Dan.
Yes.
Dan the man. Hi. Thank you for calling the show. Dan, who is our affiliate in Virginia Beach?
That's right. That's WBVA. I was calling. I called earlier and let them know that they were broadcasting something like an all-comedy radio network, which basically is... It seems like the same quality as the jokes you guys read from your little jokes.
So there's some sort of comedy network being broadcast.
Yeah,
that's right. They were broadcasting that, and then when they finally did send your feed in, they were broadcasting AM 1550, which broadcasts here headline news. They were dubbing that over top of your show.
So were there three shows running at once?
Well, there was two. We had all comedy radio until about 3:15.
Oh, so
and then when Don and Mike finally kicked in, we had Don and Mike with headline news over top.
Oh, okay, so for the
God, wow, this might be a new record.
So for the first 15 minutes, they ran the wrong show, and then for the next however long, they ran us with headline news at the same time.
Right. I was going to say yesterday when I tried to catch the show, I believe I tried to make it out. I think it was G. Gordon Liddy that they were playing over your show, and that was well into the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Affiliate of the day.
WBVA.
WBVA.
Virginia Beach. All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, you guys have a good day now.
Thank you.
How can we not?
You know, hold on, I got to give
now,
you
there's the outside shot that this guy might have been calling from like a 1965 Plymouth Valiant, but I'm thinking he's probably right. They messed it up.
He's you got to be on the level, and Dave, and you go to a lot of trouble to listen to the show. Congratulations. You've won a pair of tickets to An Evening with Rush.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
what is that sound in the background there?
It could be, I drive a dump truck, so it could be the sound of a diesel engine going.
You're going to love this at Nissan Pavilion. Show starts at 7:30. It's Rush Limbaugh. It's Rush Limbaugh.
But it's Rush Limbaugh not speaking, playing music.
And he's going to be recreating some of the Iraqi prisoner photos tonight.
Well, I think I got some friends that would enjoy going to see that.
Excuse me, not tonight. Excuse me. It's when is it? It's, I don't know. God, August 3rd, Nissan Pavilion.
August 3rd, see Rush pretending to be an Iraqi prisoner.
Tickets available at NissanPavilion.com. And don't forget Rush Limbaugh's opening act, that great country singer, Suppository. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thank you. He's a loyal listener, he is.
Fantastic. Thanks for keeping us advised.
That guy, Dan.
That'll change anything.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No.
Question for Alex Jimenez. Jefe. El Hefty, Captain Jefe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alex has...
Alan.
Oh. I really misdialed.
Wrong Al.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Alan. Hey now, Alan. Did you feel something other than love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Turn that Alex music off.
Now oh, come on now.
Now he's not answering.
Wait, now you're gonna hide?
Yeah, he just doesn't want to do
it. You misdialed again.
No, I didn't misdial.
We just didn't feel a lot of love in that last exchange.
I'm actually in a meeting.
Who are you in a meeting with?
I'm in a meeting with Julie.
About what?
About sales. What else would I be in a meeting
with? I thought you might be meeting about the office.
No. No. That's your meetings to have.
Give our love to her, will you?
I will.
Yeah, thank you.
Don and Mike send their love.
And Bob.
Hi, guys.
Is this a door open, door closed?
The door happens to be closed.
Oh. Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. We got
you know, you leave that door closed, you can't always see what Hedges is doing.
All right, guys, I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There he is. Seems nice.
So, General Manager Alan Line 1. In there right now. Can you imagine? You know, I can't imagine. I was going to say.
Back in the day, you know, I'm having one of those moments where I'm thinking about back in the day where we would have done a whole playlist.
Yeah, but even, but we can still, listen, everybody knows what we're thinking.
All right, of course.
Can you imagine how hideous that would be?
Walk by the office and you hear.
For Julie? Can you imagine? Someone would have to give her an Academy Award. Imagine that. You like working here?
Do you really like working here?
I like working here because of you, Alan. Hi, baby.
Don't you think it would end with, no job is worth it?
Hi, baby. I find you to be.
Hi, this is Alan.
I find you to be highly attractive and also very, very knowledgeable of sales. And
I was wondering if perhaps...
Would you mind if I shut the door? We could have a word alone.
I'd like to show you some of my boxing pictures.
Hi, baby. Julie, you'll notice on the floor is some coins. Would you bend over slowly and pick out the pennies for me?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby. No.
I don't think so.
That's not going to happen.
That ain't happening.
Alex. I meant to call Alex Jimenez. See, it's just one digit off.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you, hey, Alex, it's Don and Mike.
What's going on, guys?
Last night on your radio show, The Hideout,
mm-hmm.
11 o'clock.
Yes.
I'm just curious, I was not able to listen last night. I was in dreamland.
Huh?
Did you get a hold of that boss?
Not yet. We actually had some stuff fall into our laps. We were hoping to do it tonight.
Alex asked me after the show yesterday some advice. There's a program director that he used to work for, who
right.
fired him, and has just fired a friend of his.
Hmm.
And he came to the right person for advice. What should I do? I said, go on the air with it. Yeah.
Rat the guy out. Tell out all the stories you got about the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people will love you because everybody has a boss that's a jerk face.
Right.
You know, and I know you can't say Alan's a jerk face. Well, I mean, you can, but you can't use him in this proper context.
Yeah. Alan is great.
Yeah he's See? The best.
That's what Julie says.
He's the best. He's the best.
Hi, baby. Hi, baby.
Now, anyway, listen, for future reference, if you're going to yell at a boss, please get the Encyclopedia of Radio as written by me and look under B for Berkowitz. Gary Berkowitz was
sure.
the guy. He's like the perfect program director.
But you've done it to everyone since. Every boss you've ever had.
Yeah,
both
but
current and past.
But Berkowitz was the worst.
Right.
He was the worst program director ever.
Meanest, right?
Yeah. Sneakiest. I mean, you know,
sneaky mean.
The guy hid outside the station in the bushes, mm-hmm. waiting to fire a guy because a guy left his shift an hour early because he had to be there the next morning at 9 o'clock.
But he didn't confront the guy outside the radio station, right?
No.
He waited till the guy left and then he went back in.
And he signed the station off the air.
Wow.
So that officially it would be that the station didn't broadcast because this guy had left.
Yeah, although he could have kept it on the air or called the guy, but no, he chose not to do it.
He was hiding in the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding in the bastard, Gary Berkowitz, hiding in the bushes. Oh,
and he didn't say hi, baby.
So who is this guy?
The guy's name is Dave Johnson. He works in Lansing. He fired myself, Dubs, another buddy, one of ours, all on the same day.
Hmm.
For quote-unquote, I don't know, some sort of reasons. I still don't even remember what they gave us. And then he recently fired another one of our friends. And he's just the kind of cat who he has something out for you, and you got to try to be on your best behavior, but if he can find any little thing, then he's going to try to get rid of you. It's one of those management-type deals.
Well, now he's in your rearview mirror. But make him a regular part of your show.
Yeah.
Try to get a hold of him. We've tried to get Gary Berkowitz on this show before.
He'll never come on. Be prepared that guy that you're talking about probably won't come on with you either. Right.
I mean, he used to walk around and say things like, so do you think your blank is bigger than mine? And, you know, just stuff like that. Just really throwing it in our faces.
That's weird.
You're talking about
your hair, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Look at it. I mean, I'll say this for Berkowitz. He was nuts. He never asked me about, like, what was in my pants.
Right.
That's weird.
They're all different.
Okay, all right, Alex, good luck with that.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Thank you for that advice, Don.
All right, bye-bye. You know what made me think of it is that there's a...
I was just thinking about that, maybe, you know, somebody saying that to him, you know, and then following it up with, show me, baby.
You know, how weird is that?
Pretty weird.
You know, I mean, I've had a lot of program directors say stuff to me, and you have too, Mike, and you have too, Buzz.
Yeah.
We've all worked for bad ones, but... Have you ever had one say, mine's bigger than yours?
No, they've said the same type of thing. They've said it in a different, they've used a different, you know, if you're ready to blank in the big weeds, you know what I mean? If you think big dog, that type of thing.
Different.
That's another,
yeah.
You know, but saying it like that, if you think yours is bigger than mine, then I think the guy's got a complex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's time for Mushroom City.
I think he has more than a complex, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is dreaming. Whoever he is.
If you think yours is seriously bigger than mine, why don't you show me?
Reminds me.
Show me right now.
I'm watching the news today.
Right.
And listen, I want to say this. Very tolerant of gays and lesbos and whatever.
That was almost a gay. Very tolerant of gays.
Gays. Well, you know, these are just stream of consciousness. Okay.
Right.
I appreciate the gay lifestyle.
See that house over there?
Gays live there.
Oh, I'm guilty of that. We're all guilty of that. But, you know, live and let live.
Right.
You know, that's what I say.
Hey, man. Good for you.
Just don't do it in front of my face. However, having said that, when I'm watching the news today and they've got the mayor of San Francisco is being pulled in front of the Supreme Court because he's the guy that said, go ahead.
Get married. He started the gay marriage.
Right. You fags, go ahead. Have a great gay, lesbo, whatever, homo, whatever they are. So they got the guy there, and they're raking him over the coals and asking him questions, and it's an inquisition. And then they cut to the video of couples getting married,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed the ratio that they used on this was on the CBS station.
All right.
The ratio of couples that they used, they had six couples that they profiled.
Okay,
four of them were women, two were men.
Right.
In each case, when they said, "I now pronounce you spouse and spouse,"
mm-hmm.
the women kissed.
Right.
Out of the two male couples, one male couple just hugged.
Right.
And when the other male couple kissed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tongue?
No, no. I don't want to say that there was tongue, but it was like a soap opera kiss.
Oh, like a long...
Very long...
Like you'd see... Well, they're gay.
Very...
And it made you uncomfortable.
I didn't feel as uncomfortable as the anchor.
Oh,
when they
that's great. Was the anchor? Oh, well,
they threw it back to the anchor guy.
Well, okay.
And that was exactly.
I'm Kent Brockman.
Well, and the comment was something like,
"Well, there's someone for everyone out there."
I love the typical. Uncomfortable anchor.
Yeah. Well, there's someone for everyone, I suppose. Not my, you know, and you know, he just wants to follow up because he's so insecure. He wants to. Someone for everyone, I suppose. Not exactly my cup of tea. As a matter of fact, I'd be very uncomfortable in that situation. I want to make sure the viewers know that I'm not gay.
And incidentally, to you, the man that was just featured in that last segment kissing the other man, I bet mine's bigger than yours.
I'm Ben Brockman.
What's next on the AccuWeather?
Let's kick it over to the weather desk.
It's just a moment, one of those things going by on TV, and I'm thinking, no, I'm fine with this, I'm fine with this. And even when the two guys were kissing, I'm all right. But then you come back and the anchor guy really does like a double take.
Yeah, okay. How about that? Well, I guess we didn't expect that this early in the morning. Okay. Do what you want. I'm not going to make any comment about it, but this anchor man ain't going to go there. Let's kick it out. How about some sports? I'm Joe Krebs. Barbara?
This morning I watched...
On Barbara, where's Tuesday's Child?
On Channel 5.
Get me out of this, Barbara.
I watched on Channel 5 this morning the hyper poodle, Holly Morris, who is out in...
Is she the one that we have the tape of?
Yeah.
That does the feature reporting?
Yeah, she's strung. In California. Now, here's the tape of this girl on Channel 5, Fox 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I bet she's been in plays since she was a little girl.
We used to say that at the end of the newscast, someone was doing something to her.
Right.
And, you know, you can make your own joke.
Right.
She's opening a bottle of champagne.
Right.
But you tell me what this sounds like.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right. We're doing a victory triple. I can't get it.
There she is.
She's high string.
Party girl.
Yeah.
Party girl.
Party girl.
Holly Morris. Ooh.
So today, watching the Fox Morning News, and because I'm a girl about American Idol.
Right.
Wanting to watch it tonight. And here's Holly. Here's a high-strung poodle who's live in Los Angeles. And she's, well, of course you know out here, she's actually bouncing up and down. Of course you know out here, it's 4:30 in the morning, and everybody out here has something done and they come out here. And what I've had done is, I've had hair extensions put in. And she's got her hair that's down to her shoulders. And as she's bumping around, she says, and don't forget, coming up in the next half hour, we're going to be talking to Simon Cowell about what he thinks about all of this. And now let's go back to the studio. And Tom, what's happening with the weather? And here's the great dynamic on Channel 5. The weather guy, the morning weather guy,
right,
is married to this poodle, to this hyperactive poodle.
Oh, he's married to her?
Yeah. You didn't know Tom Sater was married to Holly Morris?
No.
Yes.
So. Oh, my God.
And this is the girl, I mean, like, if they send this girl out, it's, you know, where's Holly today?
It's Bike-a-thon week.
Yeah.
Let's send her down to the Lincoln Memorial where the bikers are down there. Yes, right. I'm not talking about motorcycles. It's the pedaling bike.
Or another one. Here's another great one. The hula hoop is making a comeback, and you can lose weight doing it. Here's our Holly Morris.
That's the latest with the cherry blossoms. We're going to go down to Holly Morris.
You know, whatever it is. Have you ever wondered how it is that they make butter? Let's go to this barn in Maryland. You know, they got her
up. But it's one step above. It is not the low round. She is not the absolute low person on the pole. She is really,
right.
She is kind of the feature person in the morning. You won't see her at the airport on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
No, no, she's not that low.
Beavers in the tidal basin? Let's go down to Holly Morris. Let's check out Holly Morris, who's down there with the biggest beaver of all.
So I don't know if everybody knows that she's married, that this hyperactive poodle is married to the weather guy.
Right.
So she gets done with this just ridiculous, like, caffeine sugar overdose about... She's holding up... And there are products that you can buy, and she's holding up this piece of cardboard. She says, look, you can buy American Idol jeans. Aren't these great? And phones, and you can buy American Idol shampoo. And I'm in Hollywood, and I'm Holly Morris. And now, Tom, how about the weather? And they go back to this guy, and I know that he's...
God, now that I know this, I'm going to watch it every morning.
I know he's married to her.
Uh-huh.
and they catch him for a second, just looking at the monitor, waiting for his cue, and the look on his face, and I am not kidding, the look on his face is, how could I have married this girl? And then he realizes that it's him, he's looking down, and he goes, thank you, Holly. The weather here is not going to be quite as nice as it's going to be in California. And then he moves right on.
But I urge you to stay the entire weekend. Every inch of it. As a matter of fact, come back on the red eye on Sunday.
I can't imagine. First off, working with your wife every day would be killer.
Uh-huh.
And if you're working the early morning shift, so they got to get to Channel 5 like, what, at 4 o'clock in the morning or something.
Right.
Can you imagine that? And Mike and I did mornings for years, and I did it, and Mike did it alone. We both did.
Yeah, mornings, you will agree that mornings especially, you got your own rhythm, you got your own schedule. Yep. You don't need, really, I mean, I would imagine it would be excruciatingly difficult with any circumstance to have another person involved in your routine early, at like 4 a.m.
You're living with that poodle, you know, and you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you drag your ass out of bed, because you got to do the weather on Channel 5. And meanwhile, Mary Poppins jumps out of bed. You know, you're like, oh, Christ, another high-pressure system. Jesus, my life sucks. And she's, I'm going out today to find out how to make strawberry ice cream. This is really what this girl does.
I'm watching this now forever. I'm going to watch this show forever.
This is all this girl does. They say, you know, 24 bodies killed in Iraq. Two planes collide over the skies. Holly Morris says,
you better get to the computers, Tom.
How about those sneakers? And then they have her in a sneaker factory. Have you ever wondered what's inside a golf ball?
But do you think, and I hate to give her a little credit here, do you think that part of her really, because I look at Al Roker as an example, that sometimes you can look at Al Roker and know that he is Mr. Perky, but he just doesn't want to be.
He's
there.
Phoning it in. There's
right,
no
right,
doubt.
Right.
But no, this. I think this girl believes
she's having a good time.
This Holly Morris really believes
makes it much more sinister.
And I feel so bad for this weather guy.
Now, is she attractive and annoying, or just annoying?
She's not unattractive.
Okay. All right,
Mike. That's the perfect way to put it.
That's exactly how I put it. She's not unattractive, but the personality is so Perky, Perky. You put it. I mean, the perfect description was just given. Mary Poppins. Uh-huh. That's what she is.
You know when she's the most attractive? The very first time you saw her, especially if your television is muted. And then it decays. The more you watch her, the less attractive she gets.
Oh, but I had no idea those two were married.
And they never play it up on the air. Every once in a while, he does something like, oh, and my wife, Holly, right. You know, blah, blah, blah.
She would be much more watchable if she was hotter. If she gave a little bit of sex appeal. She doesn't communicate that.
Well, look
it's
at the,
really
look,
it's really cheerleader look at, stuff, but not sexy cheerleader.
Look at the man who's supplying love at home. I mean, look at hi everybody.
Right.
Hey, we got a low pressure system coming down.
Well, I think Channel 5 is in need of a little upgrade, you know. I mean, from the helicopter all the way. Don't you agree?
Oh, the new helicopter girl's ugly.
I mean, really, they've gone from the hottest helicopter.
They had Amy Roadblock who left and is on MSNBC now and just looks beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, and also Alison Starling on Channel 7, who's lovely, but has some kind of a birthmark on her nose. It looks like it's Ash Wednesday, and she had the ashes put on her nose. I'm not kidding. Have you ever?
I haven't.
Have you ever seen? It is highly noticeable. It's on the left-hand side, and it's big.
There's no getting past it.
It's big.
I'm Anita Horgog.
No, it's not a...
Fuck melanoma. Bully Russell's wart. Not her wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. My pimple. I'm Uncle Wart. Just old fuck wart Russell. That's what they call me. Or melanoma head. They'll call me that. Melanoma head's coming. Uncle. Maisie Russell's uncle.
I'm her
uncle.
There you go.
Scoot? Scoot, Don and Mike Show. Hey, Scoot.
This is Scott. How are you?
I'm sorry. Look at it, Robbie.
What
weekend's here. Have a can of beer. What does it say on the screen?
It says Scoot.
S-C-O-O-T.
And that's a cool name, Scoot.
Yeah. Hey, Scoot. Scott, what can we do for you?
Actually, Holly Morris goes to the dog park where I bring my dog, and she's not nearly as annoying in person as she is.
Does her husband go out and take her for a walk? Does her husband put her on a leash like we did to the Iraqi prisoners and just let her run and run and run?
With a cigarette, absolutely.
Does she smoke?
No, she does not. She's pretty good looking in person.
I would not be surprised at that.
Have you ever seen her with the dorky weatherman husband?
Yeah, he comes up there sometimes.
Oh, really? Does he look happy?
Yeah, they're fine. They just kind of stay to themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. But does he look happy?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What was the purpose of this call then?
Well, just to give you more information, I suppose.
Yeah, but
you didn't give us any.
It wasn't any new information, and it wasn't all that much fun. You know, this is a fun show.
You know, I mean, you got to have
a horrible fight that they had.
You got to have.
I apologize. I brought it to a halt.
No, just for future reference. Just, you know, listen, pull something out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, a good call would have been, I saw Holly and her husband out of the dog park where I keep my dog also, and did you guys know she looks different on TV, but in person she's Asian. See how that's better?
Next time.
Thanks so much.
Next time.
If there is a next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
An interesting fun fact.
Thank you, Scooter.
Even though it's a fictitious fact, I'm just trying to give you
a bunch of spicy. Here's a guy named Scott. His name might be Scooter, too. Is this Scooter or Scott?
Hey, this is Scooter.
Scooter. Hi, Scooter. Now, is your name really Scooter or are you Scott?
I'm Scott.
It's another Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. I'm in Dallas, and we only get you guys from midnight to 3. We get the show broadcasted later.
Right. Gotcha, Scout. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not hearing you right now. Luckily, you know, put me on hold. I'll listen to the rest of the show because you guys rule. I'm trying my hardest to get people to listen to you guys at night so we can get you live during the day, but probably going to be impossible, but I just want to give you guys props, prizops, and you guys rule, and you are a radio god.
Well, thank you for that, and it's very difficult to garner a large following in the land of the vampires.
True.
You know, and I'm not talking about Dallas, I'm talking about the time we're on in Dallas.
Right.
You know, yeah.
So. Well, listen, thank you for all your support, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep it going, guys.
All right, Steve, thank you.
See you later, Seth.
Bye, Sam.
Sam? Scott?
Yeah.
You can hang up now.
I'd rather not. I like listening to you.
you'll hear yourself tonight after like midnight or 1 a.m.
I can understand a guy really not wanting to hang up that listens from that, because really now he's going to be in Neverland.
So the show is on in Dallas on, what is it, 105.3?
Yeah, 105.3.
105.3. It's on after midnight. Mm-hmm. I mean, besides you, do you know anybody else in Dallas that listens
Rob,
to the radio?
Rob, don't you think there's a song, since we have this call technically coming from Texas?
Don't you think?
You think there's a song we could play for Stan?
That'd be nice.
Do you think there's anybody else in the state of Texas listening besides you?
I don't know. I haven't met anybody yet. I just got turned on to you guys soon. I'm trying to get people to listen to you, but you know, everybody.
Stars at night.
Well, this will do it.
There you go.
Big and bright.
That's right.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
And we like to make the show about these different markets. So we know nothing about TV in Dallas. Can you tell us who's the lady on Dallas television? Who you think most is like a poodle?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just recently moved here. I'm from California originally, so.
Part.
What?
What part of California?
Long Beach.
Oh, Rob, okay. You were going to profile him as a Sacramento
careful.
Person.
Yeah, just screening. Careful.
All right, thank you for checking in, Scott.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
All right, see you later.
Security question. I was going to tell him a story that I was out of the dog park the other day, and I saw Holly Morris, and she had robotic legs. Amazing. Yeah. Really, just like RoboCop.
Wow.
She's walking her dog.
And today, the live shot, when they got done,
there
was a guy standing up in the corner. Holding up a piece of meat. That's the thing to do with Rin Tin Tinner laughing. Here she goes. Holly Morris. I'm in Hollywood. Meanwhile, the poor guy getting ready to do the weather. He's looking at the monitor, and you know, everybody's going, hey, that's his wife. Hey, that's the woman he has relations with.
Great robotic legs.
We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You know something, Archie? Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
Hello. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. And we don't give a damn if he's gay.
They're garbage cans, Don and Mike.
The garbage cans. Yeah.
Yesterday, I spent a lot of time at the beginning of the show talking about how I felt awkward going out to dinner with one of the couples.
Give me fallout from that?
Well, here's the thing. One of the couples called.
Really?
And, of course, I told them they weren't the couple we were talking about.
Of course.
Of course. And for the record, they were not. Unless the other couple calls.
Right. Exactly.
So I was discussing this with my wife this morning before she went to work.
Frida?
Yes. My wife, Frida.
Yes. Right.
Maybe you've heard.
Yep. I got hiccups.
There she is. God bless her out there working. Mm-hmm. That's what I like here. You got to leave. You got to work. That's good.
Go out and bring home the bacon.
Go do it. Make it happen. But we had a long discussion today about that, and we came to the agreement that the rehearsed, prepared patter that you use sometimes at dinner,
right?
It's just a necessary social burden, and that unless you're really don't like the people.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of one of the dinners we went to this weekend, we liked the people. It was just the conversation wasn't moving as we thought it would. So we went into our, you know, the regular shtick, the couple shtick.
And when she says necessary, or you both come to an agreement that it's a necessary social burden, I'm not sure I understand.
Well, because, it's us.
Can't you turn it, if you're close enough to the people, can't you turn it in another direction, maybe? Or
well, we tried. We tried.
See, I think there's a level of closeness that a lot of couples have, a lot of us people when they socialize together.
Right.
And there are different degrees of closeness you have with different people. And if it's a certain type of person you go out with, you enjoy the experience. Don't get me wrong. You like the company. But there's a level that you get to. You can't go further than that because it can either be trust.
I can't get into the specifics.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what the specifics are. All we decided was, wife and I, the only thing we decided was that pretty much the only people that we really enjoy being with are each other.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
With no offense to any of our friends or soon to be ex friends who might be listening today.
Count yourself lucky. I don't even have that.
Oh, with Carrie.
Oh, you are so. She's not listening, is she? Not a chance.
Does she know you called her the Cobra?
I don't know if I've mentioned it or not.
Yeah. It'll slip your mind.
Love you, Cob.
Anyway, we came to the realization that without analyzing every single meal that we went to, because she works, she doesn't listen all the time.
Right?
She said, "How long did you talk about this?" I don't know, a half an hour. She said, "My God, how did you get a half hour out of that?"
Uh-huh.
I said, "Well, it just struck me," and she said, "This is what people do. This is what regular people do." She said, "I had a good time. Didn't you have a good time?" I said, "Well, yeah, I guess I had a good time."
No, you didn't. Now you're not telling her the truth.
Your memory's fading.
Of course
too.
Not. No. I mean,
you had a miserable time.
I told her in the beginning.
I mean, not miserable. You just weren't very happy.
And miserable wasn't the word.
It wasn't satisfying.
I said, here's the thing. I expected more than having to pull out our standard, like if we were going to meet strangers, our regular give and take, our shtick.
I think I speak as an outsider on this issue, as an observer, and I think I can bring some insights to it because I think about it a lot, and because I watch a lot from the outside in now, because when you go through something like I've gone through, like it or not, you're with a lot of golfing-type people that do the couples things all the time, social, you just, look, whether you want to be in or not, I didn't choose to want to stay in that group, you're kind of on the outside no matter what. And then you watch and you look at it. And you know what the number one thing I think for couples in those regular social circumstances are? Number one thing that gets them excited, gets them charged up?
What?
New people. If you bring a new person into the couple situation, that might not. Now, I know not with you.
That's what where the factor of me comes in. And Frida mentioned that to me.
But get people that are in those regular social groups, it gets them a little bit jacked.
Well, I don't like...
Other than that, it's kind of...
So, I don't like meeting new people. And I said to Frida, this is what's weird. When we were discussing this, she said, do you want to go out with him again? I said, oh, yeah. You know, like 3 months from now.
But if they were to bring another couple who happened to be a friend of theirs, who you don't socialize with, that probably would make for a more interesting evening.
Maybe so.
I mean, that's, but
how do you say to somebody who's been your friend for 10 years, hey, listen, how about we go out, but
you bring some new people along to spice it up.
It also works the opposite way, though, because I've had that happen before, where the couple you regularly socialize with brings another couple, and you just can't stand them.
Yeah. Really, this guy, Dave, I'm going to give you a prize, because you, my friend, you're like Sigmund Freud. Go ahead and say it, because you got it. Exactly what I'm...
Don't you wish the British couple would come back?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how often I mention their names.
They were your favorite.
Yes. No offense to Rob and Kerry. No. You know, but I mean,
were your enablers.
I was. But listen, I've done a great job enabling on my own.
Self-enabling.
But no, the days of getting drunk and falling down the stairs with Gary and Sarah, our neighbors, those days are long gone.
No, they're not.
But no, really, the days of getting drunk and falling down the stairs are.
Well, if they came back, they wouldn't be. You'd probably get rowdy with them again.
Oh, if they came back?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You might find another. They weren't around forever.
They were one. They were a couple that was really one of a kind.
Sure. I mean, and that's
one of a
kind great.
Couple. As a matter of fact, we must have gone out with them, I don't know, 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one time that
best buddy couples
that we ever had to pull out the forced stuff with them.
Good. Yeah.
Never. There was always something.
So what you're doing now is you're looking for
No. If anything, we're downsizing. But what we've decided now, and listen with the, and this is mainly me, not Frida.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided just to downsize.
You mean you're going to be more antisocial?
Yeah. Fewer people. Uh-huh. The people that we are friends with now, we will focus on them. And there are some other people that we've fallen out of touch with because kids have grown up and stuff that we're going to get back into the loop.
Right.
But beyond that, I don't think I'm going to be accepting any new friends.
Okay.
Not that there's a line of people outside waiting to be my friend. Not like not like there's a lottery for it.
Right.
But I just don't think it's going to happen. And I finally just said to her,
you never know, though, because it doesn't happen that way. It's not like you have an audition. You have it. It happens. You meet somebody.
Yeah, but with me, it never happens, though.
It doesn't happen to me.
It never happens.
I mean, I meet a lot of people, but it just doesn't. You know, it doesn't happen.
Right.
But it can happen.
Hey, Don, there's always the possibility. Stevenses?
What?
How about the Stevenses?
Now, listen. You bring this up, but I tell you something. I would Ken Stevens still lives like 5 miles from me.
Uh-huh.
I never see him. I would.
Right.
I would love the chance to see him in a bar,
mm-hmm.
just to be able to walk by him, uh-huh. just to look at him. Uh-huh. I'm not saying I want to walk up and say, "Hey, Pally, how you doing?"
See what he looks like.
But listen, he
snow white hair.
He might be working in a bar.
But no, you know, and besides, I couldn't be friends with Ken because he was our boss, and then you know we.
That's the widow, Stevens.
We. Kind of hated him. I always liked Roz fine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. Call up and go, hey, yeah. Ken and Roz Stevens, we haven't talked to you for almost 3 or 4 years. Roz, we'd like to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, you can't do that. That's why I got a downside.
Yeah.
Our new motto, fewer friends, better people.
Okay.
Sign the sources.
All right.
That's our new motto.
That's what you're going to do based on.
Boy. That's the new motto.
I'll miss you. Whoever that couple is.
No, Buzz, you're not being downsized.
Whoever that couple is, I bet they're feeling pretty interesting right now.
They're not on the outs either.
All right.
They're still going to be in the rotation.
Really?
Yes, they are.
And they've caused this epiphany, and they're going
to
be...
Well, I just finally said to Frieda, why are we wasting time, mm-hmm. you know, with people that...
What was it that made the other two so magical, the British couple?
Oh, God. Because they would say and do whatever was on their freaking mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's such a rare trait with people. Mm-hmm. And even though I do a radio show like you do, I'm not like you. I'm not outgoing
right.
when I go somewhere. I don't put on a show. I like sitting back. And I mean, I'm jealous of that you have that talent.
Yeah.
Mike can go in a room and meet a bunch of people he's never met before.
Mm-hmm.
Glad hand them all. They all like him. I like sitting like, I sit like a stone. And I got to be with somebody like Mike who brings this out of me, or in this case, Robbie does that with me. Mm-hmm. Or this guy, Gary. This guy, Gary. Mm-hmm. Everything with this guy. All the stuff with this guy was the stuff that I normally hate. Like, you know, the hugging and the arm, like the noogie and, you know,
yeah.
You're my mate.
Right.
Let's go out and run around tonight. Wait,
right.
Come on, let's be bad.
He just did it in such a way that it opened a door.
It was just, you know.
Are they ever coming back?
I think the only way we're going to see them is if we go to Europe.
Okay.
And right now, I'm not too keen on I miss my friends, but I ain't too keen on the idea of going to Europe.
Yeah.
You know, with the big red, white, and blue.
I couldn't agree more.
We're not too loved. But Frieda and I
had the long discussion about that, and we finally decided, how great for us. The problem's not with us. That's pretty much what we ended up deciding.
Well, you've got a lot of stimulation in your life. She's got a lot of stimulation with her new job.
Yes. And,
you know. Right.
And that's that. And that's that. But Buzz, you're still in. I don't want
that. That's wonderful.
I don't want you to think you're not in. You've always been in, Buzz. You and Marsha are always one of our.
Well, that's on your side.
I appreciate
now, with
that.
All this talk, how do you feel about this right now?
Are you nervous?
Well, a little, I guess.
Me, you know, so?
That nervous right there. I'm wondering what the rotation will be, I guess, if I'm nervous about anything.
No, you and Marsha are in the regular rotation. It goes in the rotation. It goes both ways.
Right.
And
yes, I know.
I hope that we're in your rotation.
Yes.
And, Buzz, I know you and Marsha have a rotation of people.
Yes.
I know you do. Everybody's got the regular rotation of the regular couples.
Do you think that evening, this past weekend, do you think that was an anomaly with that particular couple,
yes.
an unusual
game? Yes, I do.
It's not always like that. Maybe it was just a bad day.
What's the bottom line that you just... Conversation came a little more difficult than it needed to.
I'm just sitting there thinking, I've known this guy for... this is the best we can come up with?
Yeah.
Frida got sick on a cruise ship 2 years ago?
Right.
This is the best I got for this guy, my friend, a close, dear friend for 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
This is the best I got?
I know the feeling.
Yay, yay, yay. Stop it. You're safe. You know you'll always be safe.
And, you know...
And also, you're both safe because my wife loves your wives.
Ah.
My wife loves both of your wife. So even if I hated your asses, it wouldn't matter. I'd have to fake it with you guys.
That's
I'd have
works.
To fake
yeah.
it with you guys. And Mike, you're always welcome.
Well, not me, though, you know.
I know you are, but...
You're you, and that's the way it's always been for 20 years.
Anyway, we figured that out at home.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I said that to Frida. Isn't that great? We had a little talk this morning.
Resolution.
Problem is everybody else.
Hey, if you're a couple, that's cool.
Problem is not with us.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, make sure you keep those gun sights on everybody else.
know,
don't turn them towards each other.
No, can I tell you how ridiculous it got today? That we were talking, about how, and not with this other couple. I don't even know what couple we're talking about, but we were both saying, and you know, can you think of all the times that we've gone out with people, and we say something that is just hilarious. Fall down, and they don't even get it.
Yeah,
they like we're complimenting each other. Yeah, and God, you know when you go out, you're so funny. And what about all the time? God, oh, I can't stand performing for all these people who just don't get it.
Right,
I just can't get it. I don't get it.
Right.
Anyway,
if they're not a good audience, to hell with them.
But they got to give something too.
Right.
I like being entertained as well. When you go out to eat, when you go out to socialize with somebody.
Right.
I like you know you give something, I'll give something to you.
Right. Sure.
Anyway,
which is, you know what I'm doing when you're talking about this? I can't help it. I got to say this.
What?
I'm thinking about how different my life is now and how different socially it is. You know, I mean, because really, it's just not like that anymore. And it's not, I'm not saying for good or for bad. I'm saying that it's just totally, totally different. No,
that
don't
play. Smashing, baby.
It's not like that. But it is kind of like if I want to socialize.
Oh, groovy, baby.
You know what I mean?
I know.
I mean, I'm having a party every night. So, I mean, it's like, you know.
No, you are, Tiger. You
know. I mean, really. I mean, it's different. It's totally.
I bet.
It's totally different, and I have not even remotely figured it out yet. Figured out really how it works or what to do.
Don't bother.
Or really how to manage it properly.
Wow.
You know? It's strange. It's just different. And I miss those days a little bit. It was a very interesting time. It was a very interesting time. But then you get talking about something else and I don't miss it a bit. You know? You talk about, because I remember.
What are we talking about? Hold on.
No,
what are we talking about?
I'm talking about now socializing the way I socialize.
You're single.
With a girlfriend.
And a girlfriend.
And going out to, you know, with friends that are, you know, a lot of younger friends that are, and mostly, you know, in bars and that kind of environment. And then I remember the days where, you know, you'd go to somebody's house or you'd go out with another couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be nice and peaceful and pleasant and routine and stuff. And then there are times that you mentioned that it could be very. You know, when conversation came hard, I remembered that. I remember that it was just like, what a bore.
Like, you're saying, conversation comes easier with the young, beautiful girl that's almost half your age? Is that the plan that works?
Yeah, I do most of the talking, so it's fine, you know.
Yeah, see there now. See, there are things, Mike. Now I'll turn it around on you.
Right, right.
There are things about that, and I love my wife. I'm married her for life.
Right.
Forever, till death do us part.
Uh-huh.
But I can't imagine what it would be like to go out one night and just I do all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what it would be like.
Right.
I'm a listener first.
But I've done that every time. I mean, that's what I do. You know, I do that. You know, I'd probably be bored to tears if I was in a situation where I was with somebody. No, that's not true too, because I like to be with people that chat, because you know that we do that together. You and I, when we hang out together, if somebody comes into the equation that does the talking, we just can hang out. It's great. It's terrific. I don't know. I know this. I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know what I know. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know whether I'm going to ever get used to this kind of socializing that I do right now.
For instance, let's just check. Buzz, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight? I have nothing. Hanging out. Have dinner, watch TV.
Okay. Me? Mm-hmm. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Robbie?
Same thing, but with beer.
Same thing, but with beer. Mike, what are you doing tonight?
I don't know yet. I really don't know yet.
That's exciting.
Let me just say.
Winner!
I like that.
Mike?
Winner!
Yeah. You know, there's a part of us, as much as I'm here
all of
complaining
us.
About whatever this is that I'm complaining about,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking at it almost envious. Let me say we look at you almost envious.
Sure.
As well. Yeah. Not that we...
Absolutely.
We want to be, necessarily in your shoes.
But, right, right.
Well, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it for a second. Can I just ask you something?
Sure.
Without my wife getting mad at me?
Okay.
How great is it? I know you've been through a lot of heartache. But how great is it to go home to your house and do whatever you want?
It's good. Yeah. It's a good thing. I do it, it's wonderful. It's actually, but I have two lives. You have to understand that. I have one life that's like that, and then I have it. When you go through a divorce, you have different lives when you have children. When you have joint custody, you
I have one
kids.
Life to live.
Mm-hmm. One life of the days, and so are the days
it's
of our lives. I have two, I have, when I have my kids, it's a totally different routine.
Yeah.
When I don't have my kids, it's...
Yeah.
It is. It is. I can really kind of come and go as I please.
Johnny on the town.
There you go. Man about town.
Hello, Don and Mike. Will.
Yeah.
Will.
Yeah, I just had a question for you, man. You said you're a listener first, and why do you run a talk show?
I'm a listener for, okay.
At home.
At home. In real life. In real
I'm
life.
Busting your butt, man.
No, but don't, really, the model of that is millions of comedians and guys that do this.
Mm-hmm.
Are like Don.
Very shy.
And there are also zillions of guys that are like
Mike. Mm-hmm. It's very outgoing.
Gregarious.
But it's
so,
it's
so
not
you're like bipolar. You're two different completely.
Hey, I'm not a faggot. I'm not a faggot.
Bipolar.
Oh, bipolar. Still.
Now, see, this guy, you just made that bipolar joke. This would be the guy at the table that
didn't
get
it.
That joke.
Yeah.
Correct. Right. Gotcha.
So he corrected you, which meant he didn't get the joke.
Right.
So you would be miserable if you were sitting at a dinner table with him.
Oh, absolutely. But this guy, I would tell. I would just say, you're a schmuck. How did you get at my table?
Guilty as charged.
You
shouldn't even submit an application.
Okay.
Not the friend for
and
you.
Yet it's entertaining.
Thank you. Hello. Hello, Mitch. Mitch, Don and Mike show.
What's going on?
Hey.
Why don't you deal with some blackjack and make you feel better?
I've tried to get... Here's the problem. I hate to... I'll blame it on Bush. Some of the guys that I used to play poker with...
Yeah.
Their business is caved.
Yeah. Oh,
so they had to move away. And now I'm down to just the regular poker guys. From five, I'm down to two.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
just two.
Bush is an ass. I got to go to work later.
Who's an ass?
Bush.
Bush?
Bush is an ass.
Okay, yeah, there. That's for you.
How many Americans say that?
Gotta go later.
Amen. Okay, see you later.
I
wanted to mention this. I know we're all thinking about Kobe Bryant. Is that game on tonight?
I think the Lakers game on
Lakers
tonight?
Lakers are on tonight.
I believe so.
So much good stuff on tonight. American Idol, then 24, the last
one. Super Millionaire!
And the Lakers game. All right, listen to this. This is not true. This is a rumor about Kobe Bryant. Why Kobe Bryant might get off, if you will pardon the pun. Kobe Bryant's accuser sent him text messages from their AT&T phone, like the... Like Ryan Seacrest, where mm-hmm. it's, phone in a text message.
Right.
I never understand these things.
I can't retrieve them, and I'm lousy at it.
My wife sends me text messages, and Rob, she sent me one the other day, right? And you had to come over to the phone, and I said, how do we even read this thing?
And we eventually got it, didn't we?
Yeah, you pressed the button, and it was just something like, something sweet, like, I love you, or whatever
right,
it was.
Right. But, mm-hmm.
And I just deleted it. Well, as it turns out, hold on a second, she had text messages with Kobe Bryant right after their encounter.
Uh-oh.
That he said it was rape. Now,
According,
she said it was rape.
Yeah, I'm sorry. She said it was rape. He said it was consensual.
Right.
According to the text messages, they wrote back like, it was great being with you. I loved being with you. You are fantastic. You're wondering, how would anybody get this? Well, maybe you text message. I don't text message. Maybe you do. AT&T Wireless, if they're your carrier, you should know that they're copying and they have records of all of your text messages.
Of all text messages?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems tedious.
Now, I know it seems tedious, but if you're Kobe Bryant, this could be what saves your ass. Now, they're going to have a judge find out. They're going to have a judge decide if they can release the records.
Right.
AT&T has the records.
If it exonerates Kobe, they can release them.
Anyway, what's the last thing? Legal experts say the judge will review the records privately. So maybe Kobe Bryant will get off because of text messaging. And can you imagine the text messaging there? You know,
my baby.
It'd be like Alan and Julie.
Oh, baby.
For goodness sake.
Well, now, this is just at the rumor stage
now. This is just a rumor. However,
but I mean, this could be the bombshell.
However, AT&T...
Caught begging Bob.
AT&T's... Now, we have two sources for this. We have SmokingGun.com.
They're pretty good.
Those guys are pretty good. And also the TV show Celebrity Justice. But still, it's two different sources. They keep a record of the numbers you call.
I don't think it's confirmed until it's confirmed by Texas Justice.
And the text of messages that you send through their system. But
did you hear that?
I did.
Yeah, no,
I get jokes. Man. You know, sometimes oh, no, I thought you meant your joke. I didn't hear the ice dam.
Oh, you didn't hear the ice dam?
I didn't hear it.
I didn't. It made me angry.
Another show is confirming it.
What's that?
G. Gordon Liddy's 18 Wheels of Justice.
and hold on, I know we got it. When is the cicada, guys? Is that this break?
It's in 10 seconds.
Okay, well,
we just got a call. We have another confirmation that's come in from Major League Baseball.
Yes?
David Justice. He's confirmed the story. I think we're fine with that now.
Mike?
Yes.
Snoop Doggy Dogg is getting a divisal.
Oh, I found out about this divisal this morning. Yeah.
And also, there's one more divisal I have to tell you about. I read it in the paper today. David Caruso is getting a divisal.
He is?
Huh. And you know why?
Why?
Okay, he's popular again.
I'm popular and I'm getting rid of you. I wanted to reach out to you, but unfortunately, I was not able to reach out to you.
What was the line from last night's CSI? About the porn star?
She may be a porn star, but she's also... somebody's daughter.
Go.
She may be a porn star, but she's also somebody's daughter.
David Caruso has...
Is it Justice or Just Us?
He has the most limited acting style.
He does.
Anyway, so he was popular when he was on NYPD Blue.
Right.
Then he quit to go be a movie star.
Right.
And he got married when he was on NYPD Blue.
I'm trying to reach out to you.
And then he's not popular anymore, so he gets divorced. And then he finds a woman who loves him. Mm-hmm. And now they've been married the whole time.
What I think is that I'm going to get a better opportunity.
He gets her after NYPD Blue. She loves him. Uh-huh. He gets the show CSI Miami. As soon as it's a hit, boom, you're out.
Wow.
So and what is it? Even in the in Variety, David Caruso doesn't need his wife anymore because he's got his ego back. That was the headline.
That's nasty.
Yeah. From Variety.
God, you know what really? As somebody who's been through that, if somebody ever wrote that about me, that is nasty. Well, that must be somebody who's got a real vendetta against David Caruso.
Industry newspaper.
And I'm not going to reach out to that.
I don't see him suing anybody.
No, that's just a nasty thing to say.
Let me end this segment with a positive. And Robbie, I'm going to need you to perform here for a moment. Are you on the phone with the cicada guy? Incidentally, coming up, a really lame interview. With a guy, and no better way to get your audience to tune in, say a really long interview, a guy who makes jewelry out of cicadas.
Ah, fantastic. Oh, the password is send us some.
He's like an overseas... Where's the guy at? The cicada guy that we're going to be talking to?
I don't know. He's on some vacation, but he's based in Rockville.
Rockville? You know, I know we had this the less than happy marital stuff about...
Right. David Caruso and Snoop Doggy.
However... Kirk Douglas and his wife renewed their wedding vows.
Oh, that's nice. Snoop Doggy Dog, didn't they?
Yes, you did.
Yes, they did. Snoop Dogg.
Do we have, where's the text? Oh, here we go.
They have joint custizzle, though.
And now,
hit it, joint?
Kirk Douglas and his wife renewed their wedding vows. Yes. I have a copy of the wedding vows.
Oh, good.
I now ask Rob Spiewak, as Kirk Douglas, if you would please read them.
I melt when you are near me.
like, no, on a sunny day.
That's Mike the CP comic, Rob.
No, it isn't.
Kirk Douglas, Mike.
It's my recently perfected Kirk Douglas. Dissolve when you touch me like tears kissed away. And if you ever leave me, I will follow you and cry. Please. Please stay with me until the day I die.
Tomorrow.
Bravo.
Thank you. Rob Spiewak asked Kirk Douglas.
That was a wonderful Kirk Douglas.
Thank you, Kirk.
I am Spartacus.
Mike, do you want a shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
The only reason I didn't give it to Mike is that Mike sometimes actually has a heart about this type of stuff.
Yeah, but not when I'm challenged.
When you're retarded or...
No, when I'm challenged by Rob.
Oh, okay. Okay, now...
Uncanny ability.
As Kirk Douglas, Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
I'm not... near me. That's no minor sunny day. Dissolve when you touch me. And the teardrops kiss away. When you together leave me, God will follow you and cry. Please stay with me. But to me, the day I die.
It's so romantic.
That is Kirk Douglas.
Yeah. Yeah. Today. Yeah. Thank you.
You have actually.
Thank you.
Well done. Oh, you got
and it. Now I'm going straight to hell.
No, you're not. That was great. And here's the real Kirk Douglas at the AFI Award.
I enjoyed the movie. I thought Spartacus was better, but then I'm prejudiced.
All right, Mike, still
thank you.
Undefeated.
Thank you.
Be proud.
Thank you, Don.
And listen, last thing I want to mention, you might remember last year on your birthday, I had a wonderful surprise for you.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper was going to come here and sing.
Yes, and I was very, very ungrateful.
As it turns out, you know, she was coming through the area anyway, but she's going to stop by and sing, girls just want to have fun, and happy birthday, and Mike said, forget it.
Yeah, I kick myself to this day that I do. That was a tough time.
Cyndi Lauper is doing a concert. Now, yesterday I talked about Jewel's concert. I had the radio information wrong. It was a station in Connecticut, not in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
This time I know the station. It's Kiss 108 in Boston.
All right.
Cyndi Lauper, this past weekend, is doing a concert. She's singing. She's out there doing one of her dramatic songs, like Time After Time, whatever.
Right.
Opened her fecal matter, landed in the Lauper, said, it's good luck.
Well, birds just want to have fun.
It's good luck, she said. It's good luck.
Wow.
Did you put that Kirk Douglas tape away already?
You want it back?
One more time. Maybe so we can hear the mic and say we'll be right back.
Okay, very good.
With the lame cicada guy.
You want a new cut?
Well, I kind of like that one.
I like the other one. Yeah, the old one.
Okay. You got another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Cut number 10. Here we go. Kirk Douglas.
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career. Because Spartacus represents a man who wanted freedom.
Mike,
is it time?
It's time.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jingle, please.
Don and Mike, WKFJ.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Heroes and villains have a profound impact on our lives. In their struggle to succeed, they teach us life's lessons, the do's and the don'ts, and inspire us to become better people, to reach for more. Take it from the little boy in Austria who saw movies and dreamed of coming to America to be part of this magic.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you.
I'll be a
The question is, if Rick Dees was here, he would say, if you could wear cicada jewelry,
would you?
Would you? Now, you know, we're dangerously close to burning this whole cicada thing.
I don't think so. I don't. I really don't.
Well, we
A couple of weeks ago...
Because I think I'd probably be interested in this product.
A couple of weeks ago, you brought it up.
Right.
I said it's not a national story, as it turns out. Boy, was I wrong. Today I'm watching CNN.
Yeah, they're all over it.
And on CNN, they got the story about the guy that found the cicada that has blue eyes.
Yes, yes, the abnormal cicada, which backs up my theory that in the end, and it's not over yet, these, you know, happy little innocent bugs will be much more sinister than we give them credit for.
I've been breeding blue-eyed cicadas, and I find them superior to the others.
And they
your area
better.
Of cicadas.
It's,
right.
It's a richer flavor also. A richer peanut buttier flavor.
I've eaten lots of them.
Extra crunchy.
And that offer is still out. I don't want to overdo the eating cicada thing, but
right.
I think if there's anybody out there over the next couple of weeks while this is still a story.
You guys got to go with live, though, because I hear that eating dead ones, you know, their legs are harder, the hardest known substance.
Harder than titanium.
Harder than titanium.
You could take one of those bug's legs and go out and shoot 80 on the golf course.
Absolutely.
They're incredible. Anyway, if you want to, you know, if you're really into eating them, call Joe, or next week when our new producer finally gets here, Beth Ann, call her. Why, scratch that, don't call her, because she's got a list of things to do.
Oh,
she's
very busy. Boy, do you have a shopping list for her.
She's going to be way, way, way too busy. And as a matter of fact, she should be here today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, just to catch up.
She should, because she's already
behind.
Terribly behind. But if you'd like to, if there's anybody out there who really thinks they could really eat a lot of them, then you'd have to come in and prove to me that you could eat, like, I'm thinking maybe 30 or 40 of them.
Right.
Somebody comes in and eats 40 of them. Then that's a challenge that maybe I think I could try to make.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to get into a one-on-one competition. I've already eaten 18.
Mm-hmm. You've eaten 18 in 2 days.
You think you can eat 40 live ones, bring your ass down here. Because I don't know if I could go to 40. But you got to do 40 first.
Right.
And if you do 40 first, and I do 40, then we can go cicada for cicada.
Amen.
To see who's you know, tops on this. And then there's the website, naturescreations.com.
Sure.
Is a guy that's making cicada jewelry.
Yeah, I want to find out how well he's doing.
Now, they only come out once every 17 years.
True.
And
see, that's why, I don't want to sound like a mook here, but that's why, no.
Well, go ahead and say
it. That's why this is okay.
No, he's not retarded.
You know, a couple weeks ago, they were selling cicadas from 87 on eBay, and people were buying them.
Really? How would you know they were from 87?
Well, I mean, it could have been from, you know, what, 70, I guess.
But hold on, no. He's like, I was growing up out here in 1970. Does anybody that lived in the Washington area or any of these states remember anything about this phenomenon in 1970?
I don't know. I wasn't here.
I remember it in 87. The other one predated me.
And I remember the one in 87 because where our studios were located.
They were everywhere.
Oh, my God. It was thick with them. And here comes Joe Arden.
We only get them when Republicans are present.
Joe.
That's true.
I was here in 70.
What, Joe?
I was here in 70.
Do you remember them?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm 45. How old are you, Joe?
How old am I now?
Yeah, today.
No.
Today.
No, yesterday, Joe.
How old are you, Joe?
Well, now, I mean, now, see, if you ask me, I'm the same age today as I was yesterday.
Joe, how old are you? How old are you, Joe?
39.
39,
so... A couple more days.
So, pardon me?
For just a couple more days.
Well, wait a minute.
Is this a birthday hint,
When's your
Joe?
Birthday?
Friday.
Well, now, Joe, how come you've not come in and thrown any hints down?
Because we've been too busy.
Have we ever celebrated poor Joe's birthday?
No. Nope. And now we can't do it like we used to
with the
Naked Girls movie.
Yeah, we can't do that. What can we do for him?
But we could certainly still have a clown come in for him.
Would you like a clown?
Just to perform for you.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it has to know how to do some magic.
You want a magician? How about a magician, Joe? Would you like a magician?
Yeah.
For your birthday on Friday?
No, we'll get you a magician.
So how old will you be Friday?
40.
So you'll be 40. So this is...
I was 6 years old.
You were six. And you remember it?
Yeah, because I was a kindergartner. And I remember us drawing locust pictures and running around the school field. And we were grabbing them and putting them in the girl's hair.
There you go.
So he can remember that. He can't remember the one in 87.
I can't remember last Saturday.
Joe has a vivid memory of 70, but nothing of 87.
Well, that was a hell of a party. I stayed until the wee hours of the 90s.
We kids almost Here, have a beer. Well, wow. Joe, your birthday, I'm going to write this down now. Friday.
Magician. Get the best magician you can get.
Magician for Joe's birthday.
Here I am.
And a top hat.
And a top, Rob's top hat and preferably, a goatee.
Rob's
like Blackstone.
Rob's going to handle that.
Joe's the late Blackstone is dead.
Yeah. So you remember the cicadas in 1970?
Absolutely. We were torturing the girls out on the playground.
Really?
Okay.
And you have no memory of that. I would think maybe your area didn't have them.
Actually, I do have a tape that I took in 87 of me at 3 in the morning on June 1st, 1987. And I am hammered walking around in all these locusts.
Really? Do you have the tape?
Yeah, it's at home. I was listening to it last week.
Bring it in tomorrow.
Okay, I'll put it in my computer and hook it up.
Okay, hey, Dennis, hold on a second. Hold on. We're talking to someone a little more important right now. Joe?
Fair enough.
Joe, could you bring the tape in of you loaded in 87 tomorrow?
Sure. I mean, if I can't get it into my computer, I can still bring in the cassette and we can take care
of
it.
All right.
Okay, good. Very good.
That's the other thing. I'll write that down for Joe.
Two spotlights on Joe this week. Fantastic.
87. Joining us now... Not as important as Joe, but very important nonetheless.
A very important man, very plugged into this cicada issue.
Dennis Ray is his name. Mm-hmm. You may know him. He is the entrepreneur behind turning cicadas into jewelry.
Or as we like to call him, the profiteer extraordinaire.
So, do you use real bugs to make your jewelry?
Well, actually, we don't want to hurt the bug itself. So what we do is we take the cicada shell, the very prehistoric alien-esque looking shell of the cicada that's left behind after he molts and flies away up into the trees to carry on. And that bit is what we take and surround in copper.
And, oh, so you don't use the now that's a different stage, and you see a lot of those on the ground. You don't have any that where you have the wings and all that?
No, see, we got too many letters from the friends of the Cicada Society, so they...
Hold on. Don't, that's ridiculous.
Don't be such a wussy.
If they were dead, what does it matter?
Well, the thing is, the casing itself is much more cool to look at. It's wicked almost. And all the little,
I agree. I know what you're talking about, and I know you're right. As far as, like, attractive jewelry, the exoskeleton... That is left behind is I would think that would make a better piece of jewelry.
But those are the leave-ins, though. Wouldn't you want a pair of earrings that had not only that decorative shell,
the wings are cool. The wings I've done, and the wings do look really good as an earring. But there's nothing like that. The casing up on your shoulder or lapel.
So really, there is a group called like Friends of the Cicada. That did you at first try to make a full cicada piece of jewelry?
Sure, we did, but it screamed so loud when we put it in the copper, we couldn't use it.
Is there really an organization?
Ear piercing.
That caught me by surprise, too, Rob.
Is there really a group called the Friends of Cicadas?
You know, I imagine if I actually made jewelry out of them, that group would be formed overnight.
Oh, now come on, you got to try now.
We're in Washington. There's a group for every cause.
No.
You're off the show, ass.
Wow.
You're off the show.
Because he was dishonest.
Face.
Is that why?
it's a mercy. Listen, here's what it is.
If he agrees to make jewelry out of the whole bug?
Well, it was a mercy.
Did you hang up on him already?
No. Uh-huh. It's a mercy gone. Booking to begin with.
I understand.
Hey, come on, we're at Washington.
But you know what bothers me? He didn't even... There wasn't any group.
No.
he cheated us.
And I'm thinking, if there's really a group of people upset that he's making jewelry out of the cicadas, let's get them on the phone and have some people down here to eat them. Eat
no
live
such group.
Bugs. Yeah. Yeah, there's no such group.
I think he was making a cicada joke. If anybody was going to hear from a group, you would have heard from a group.
Yeah, there is no such group.
Right.
So forget it. You just use the shells. The shells are just, I agree with you.
But I think you should have the option.
Yes,
you should have the option to have your bling in the shape of a of a big giant bug.
Your swag.
Your swag should be, I'd wear one.
Hold on, and I have to tell you something.
Yes.
I finally heard a guy, not under the age of 21, use the word swag.
Okay.
But I also have to tell you, he came off like a total Nimrod when he used it.
Really?
Because I know that you like using the word swag.
Right, I've used it for years.
And I said I've only seen it like on MTV.
Yeah, you accused me of using it to try to hip up my jargon, but I've used swag since the days of the prize clauses.
Well, there is a...
And I always, you know how I always used it?
How?
I think if you go back, if I'm not mistaken, it's like a pirate term.
Exactly. The jolly swagman.
Yeah. It's pirate stuff. You know, hey, give me your swag.
But like everything,
love the word.
It's been taken over by the rap community.
That's right. And the same reason, like back when we worked at the other radio station, well, I had to stop saying that I was happy and gay.
And of course, when I say the black rap community, you know what I really mean. Just like right here in front of USA Today. It's Idol Showdown. Soul versus pop.
Yeah, what are they trying to do?
That's black versus white.
What are they trying to do?
Blacks vote for yours. Whites vote for yours. Let's see who's got the most tonight on American Idol. It's not about which one of these girls can sing best. Idol Showdown.
It's sure what they're putting in USA Today. That's what it looks like to me.
Soul versus pop. Anyway, I was going to make a very important point before.
You were talking about somebody saying something.
Swag.
About swag.
Oh, uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you. Bringing me back on course. I'm watching the NFL channel. I know that right there, I'm in the minority. But it's okay.
Okay.
And I'm watching Rich Eisen.
Right.
That poor tool who I thought was funny on ESPN.
He was. One of my favorites.
Now he's a mouthpiece for the NFL. And the funniest part, if you watch the NFL channel, is when they have the cameras in the locker rooms, and they have that, like, one-second delay.
Right.
So he says, we're going to go on Raiders camp now to talk to Charles Woodson about all of the acquisitions the Raiders have made. And Charles Woodson is there, and he's got, like, he might as well have the front grill of a Bentley around his neck.
Not a jewelry.
Just, he's loaded down with it. And Rich Eisen says, hey, Charles, welcome to the show. I see you've got your swag on.
Oh, man.
And there's a moment where you just see Charles Woodson looking at the monitor like, Whitey, if there wasn't a TV screen between us, I'd kill your ass. But anyway, Rich Eisen used the word and did not use it as well as you did.
Yeah, I say go down to the prize closet, get some swag. Did we get any swag from that account?
Get some jolly swag. Well, screw that guy in his cicada jewelry.
Well, I didn't like the fact that he, you know, made up that thing about people complaining about him. I mean, just tell us the truth.
Right. I mean, if you're really making it,
he even had a funny line about they screamed too loud when he puts them in the copper. Right?
Funny.
That was funny.
Just, you know, don't tease us with something like that. Like, that there's a real society of people who want to love the cicadas.
I want a full-fledged bug, and I want it in white gold. That's some good swag.
Yeah. Cover story. Idol Showdown. Soul versus pop.
Wow. Can't believe they did
now,
that.
Now, couldn't you argue that both of them are pop singers?
You know what?
Yes,
you could argue seriously that this is kind
of
out of line, really, when you think about it.
Because
they are making it that way.
And listen,
you know what? And really, anybody that watches the show, it doesn't make it that way.
And listen to the first paragraph. Idol Showdown, Soul versus Pop. In one corner, Fantasia Barrino, the gospel-trained single mother with a soulful voice, and brassy style. In the other corner, Diana DeGarmo, the perky high school dynamo who can belt out a tune with the best of them.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
USA Today says, hey, blacks, vote for Fantasia. Whites, don't let the blacks get you down. Vote for Diana.
So they're saying the gospel singer with no baby's daddy is the black woman.
That's correct.
I see.
And the girl who's the perky high school dynamo is the white girl.
I see how that works.
And the showdown is soul versus pop.
Wow.
That's
trying to get deep into this
there.
To see if they, you know, they just, that's their opening. And that's the way they chose to frame
Hello,
it.
Hello, Juan.
Hey, what's going on down the mic?
Juan, hey, Chewy, what's happening?
What's cracking with y'all?
Nothing.
Hey,
cracking with you?
We call swag brown weed.
You call swag what?
Brown weed. That's what we call on the West Coast. All the brown weed, you know, marijuana.
Oh, bad weed?
Yeah. Swag. It's brown weed. We call
swag.
It swag.
Brown weed. I never heard of that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I've heard of brown weed. I've never heard of swag, though.
Is brown weed?
You know,
is brown weed bad weed?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Mike.
Mexican, but.
Yes, it is.
Sorry.
Come on. All those years. I mean, you know I don't smoke anymore, but all those years, you mean, didn't learn anything from me?
No, you mean some of it's bad?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know what, Buzz? That's for you.
I haven't heard that.
It's
for you. All right, get out of here. Bye, Chewy.
Bye there, homie.
Bye, Juan. See ya.
Hey, we call it brown weed.
We're gonna,
hey, don't give me a swag, man.
We're going to take your phone calls. Yes.
Very good.
That's what that music means. It's time for a phone scan. We can do it way early today, so it's not all truncated like yesterday.
Good.
We got lots of time for your calls. Any topic, these calls are on screen, so anybody can call.
Yeah, bring us some swag.
877-365-3636 from America. Does that mean you want some brown weed?
Yes, brown weed, man.
From Canada.
I'd settle for a DVD.
Call 800-636-1067. In Washington, D.C., you can call us on WJFK-FM at 202-432-1067.
Swag!
Your calls are straight ahead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Mix 107.3's Jack Diamond. Wishing you and yours the happiest of holidays with the sounds of Christmas. A gift from our family to yours. On Washington's Mix 107.3.
The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And God bless America.
Thank you, Sonny.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Great Sonny Fox.
Yeah.
Doing our voice work there.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
There's Sonny Pelagi, whatever his real name is.
Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Not the same guy there. That's Dude Walker.
Yeah, we got the best right. voice guy in the world, Dude Walker. The other guy, the late Sonny Fox, was a guy, he's a guy, his voice is everywhere.
He's the guy that always talked like that.
Yeah, he has one read, and it ain't a great one. John Pleasy is his name.
John Pleasy.
You're no longer with us?
The late John Pleasy, who once at a Christmas party said, always assumed you were gay, Rob.
And you never forgot, right?
No.
Body was never found.
And my deal with him was that he worked at Q107
right.
when he was Sonny Fox. And he was one of the guys, when you and I were at Aweva, he was one of the guys that would have the nighttime fights with our nighttime disc jockeys.
Oh, that's right.
Where they would call each other up on the request line and say, like, you suck.
Mm. And it was really nasty for a while.
And none of it got put on the air. It was just these other disc jockeys, like, calling each other up and going, hey, man, this is Sonny Fox, and you can, you know, eat.
That guy, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was one of them.
Oh, my.
Very talented voice actor.
He was one of them. Phone scan, here we go, 877-365-3636.
Yay. Oh, hold on, here's the music.
Oh, of course.
The music. Hold on, here it is.
Much more music.
Now we're ready for the phone scan. Oh, and about DJ. We'll have some DJ fun before the show's over today.
Good.
We got some tapes, but DJ's looking for jobs.
Yay. Wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan right now. Hello.
Don.
And Mike, hi.
Don and Mike. How you guys doing? You guys need to see the new movie, Super Size Me. Have you seen it?
Is that about the guy
I've
that...
I've certainly read about it.
The guy that ate at McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, for 30 days straight. I just saw it last night. Amazing movie.
Wow.
Second of all, I need you guys to do me a favor. Can you... Remember you guys did that segment about a week ago about the guy who made the cookies with the famous people?
You mean the guy with the, animal crackers?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Can you guys please do a segment where you call him out and call one of those lawyers and just see if he gets in trouble?
Oh, you mean because he had, Tom Cruise?
Right, exactly.
But the thing is,
exactly.
If you looked at the box with the animal crackers,
he's got a disclaimer on the box.
Yeah, I said you were going to call him out. He got scared. And then you were talking about the Nick and Knight thing that you did in Ocean City.
Yeah.
I think you need to make one phone call and call him out.
Have you seen the cookies?
No, I have not.
See, the thing is, they don't really look like the celebrities.
And he has researched it. But and I think he researched it. Yeah, I think he researched it to make sure that, you know, none of the cookies in there are identified as celebrities. They don't have any writing on the cookies.
Now, on the box, you would say, looking at it, well, that looks like Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm.
But then you could also argue, well, that could be any middle-aged guy wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, right. They're caricatures.
But he sent you that letter. He sent you the letter.
Let it go. We're not going to do it. What do you think of that?
Let it go.
I'm not listening. I was listening to that segment.
We appreciate it, but let it go. The guy we're mad at now is the guy who makes jewelry out of cicadas.
Because he said that there was a group that said he shouldn't make them out of cicadas, and he wasn't telling the truth.
No such group.
Well, what if I told you I can make Jews out of cicadas?
You can make what? Jews out of cicadas?
You say J-U-I-C-E or J-E-W-S?
Jews, J-E-W-S.
Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I think you're under the influence of some narcotic.
Hello there. Don and Mike. Please wait until the weekend. Call Rob on the wedding show.
Right.
With that.
Please do not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hello.
I've been made over $500 in the past 6 days eating cicadas on bets.
Wow.
Have you really? Well, more power to you. How many?
It's a great thing.
How many have you eaten?
Well, between like $5 and $20 a piece, so it would be hard to say, but I've probably eaten 100 cicadas.
You've eaten 100 over how long a period?
4 or 5 days.
Four or five days. How many do you think you could eat in one sitting?
Well, I probably could eat close to 40 of them, but I just don't have time to get down there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's like the guy sitting at home going, boy, you know, that Muhammad Ali is a pretty great boxer. I could probably kick his ass if I had the time to, you know, go to Madison Square Garden and get into the ring with him.
If I had the time to do it.
All right. You know what? You're a pretender, not a contender. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Hey, this is Tom from Oildale, California. I wanted to let you guys know that PETA is out here, and they have a couple of these strippers that have taken off their clothes, have put on a like a billboard over them. I was either going to go down and heckle them, or I was going to put on a sign and represent you guys, because I'm like Tomo for...
What is the idea guy thing today? Wow.
Everybody wants to help.
Everybody's producing this show today.
Go ahead. Go do what you want to do.
Whatever. Have fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to let you know...
Oh, hold on.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Hold on. Who's on the... God damn it. What do I do? Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was just going to let you know that...
we have two people on the line at the same time.
Two people are on the same line.
All right, why don't you two... guy number one, identify yourself.
Albie,
and who's the other person on the line?
Is it me?
Yeah, what's your name?
and there was a woman on there as well.
Chuck.
What's your... we've got Albie, and who are you, sir?
Chuck,
okay. Say hi to Albie.
Hi, Albie.
Now, Albie, say hi to Chuck.
How you doing?
Now, Albie, what you're going to have to do is maybe process this a little quicker, okay?
Albie, say hello to Chuck.
Hello, Chuck. How you doing?
There you go. Now Chuck.
Good, Albie.
Now, Chuck, say hello to Albie.
Hello, Albie.
Now, you guys can both save us some trouble. Ask each other, being as you're both conferenced together,
right,
why you called the show today.
Albie, why did you call the show?
Thank you, Chuck.
I thought Buzz might enjoy... knowing that word schwag is actually used quite often in the DOD now. When they are building networks and they kind of afro-rig them, they use the word schwag now too, just to mean...
Yeah, but you're pronouncing it
swag or schwag.
You're saying schwag.
Swag.
It's like a combination of swag and shag carpeting.
Yeah, it's right. Swag.
The word is schwag.
What?
No.
No, you're not pronouncing it correctly.
It's S-W-A-G, right, Mike? Swag?
Yes. Swag.
I was a doper in the 70s. I know it's schwag.
All right, hold on. Who's doing the talking now?
Albie,
shut up for a second.
Albie, I've never heard it called schwag.
Chuck, why did you call?
Well, Donnie, in my language, shag is used a lot.
Hold on, did both of you guys call for the same reason?
No. I called because I like to shag. And I use that in my language.
No, I believe Chuck had no reason to call,
right,
and is making up his reason,
right,
because he's stealing it from the other guy who had, even though he's mispronouncing swag,
he had a reason.
He had a legitimate reason
to
call.
Albie, go ahead and ask Chuck why he called the show.
Chuck, why are you calling this show? Hang up.
Because I wanted to talk about shagging, man.
No, you're lying.
See, Albie, I think that you might be worth saying, but you're both on the same line. So that's goodbye.
Hang up, Chuck. Goodbye.
Hang up, Albie. Hang up, Albie.
One of you guys has to hang up in 5 seconds, or I just got to move along.
Albie,
five,
hang up.
Four.
I'll save the show. Bye.
Three.
Albie, you're
two,
a loser. Hang up.
One.
And I think there was another person on there.
Who's
Albie
left?
Albie hung up, man, because he's a loser.
Now who's so Chuck? You're left.
Chuck, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
I'm
right,
here, man.
And you, sir, you're wearing the W hat today. You're the big winner.
Jesus,
okay. I want to talk about shagging.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there, phone scan.
Hey guys, my comedic idols.
How are you?
Lower your standards. Well, lower your standards. What can we do for you?
I was just calling. You were reminiscing about the 1970 cicada invasion.
Yeah. Ah, yes, we are waxing poetic about it.
I was living in Vienna, Virginia at the time. My brother and I used to run through the yard, shaking the trees and going after the cicadas with badminton nets, or badminton
Racket,
yes.
Yeah.
And just watching them disintegrate.
That's nice. Okay, thanks, faggot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, I don't know what to say to that. You're a kid with a badminton racket? I mean, come on. Put a ball in that hand. And I don't mean what you're thinking. Put like an athletic ball in.
I played so much badminton when I was a child.
Well, get a softball in that. Get a football in that hand.
Make it like, you know, if you get a softball, you can play Randy Johnson with it.
Typical Vienna caller.
I love it. Oh, Don and Frank show.
Bob directs his hatred to another town.
Vienna, Virginia.
Another town on the list.
Which town do you hate more, Rob? Oh. Sacramento, California, or Vienna, Virginia?
Probably Sacramento, but Vienna tries harder. They paint another building brown.
Rob always says Vienna's brown. Yeah.
Hello,
every building is brown in Vienna.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
And you know he's right about that.
Yeah.
Sadly, it's
radio
true.
Station. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, dear.
Well, this is the problem. You take live calls. People.
No, what happened is everybody hit the delay and took out our phones because Rob was talking bad about Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what did he say?
No, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
No, you know what? Look, someone did hit the delay.
Huh. No, the bulb is out.
Oh, the bulb is out.
Oh, the bulb is out? Well, that's certainly good to know.
Yeah.
That's good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
System in place.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Why didn't Wendell change the bulb?
Hey, the reason I'm calling is swag is the brown weed. Swag is the stuff. You know, like pirates.
Oh, good for you. Well, you know what? Yeah. I feel like we've got something solved.
But yeah. I think we already have discussed that.
No, but the guy that called before that was talking about brown weed did not pronounce it swag.
He said swag. The other thing?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, the guy who said he made jewelry out of cicadas?
Yes.
He didn't actually make the jewelry.
Really?
He said, as he was hanging up, he said, if I actually made the jewelry, then there would be a group.
Uh-huh. So you mean he might be a middleman?
No, he didn't do anything. The whole thing was a lie.
No, you're
confused.
No, it wasn't. He sent us a press release. He has actually sold over 1,000 pieces of bugskin jewelry already.
He was talking about if he made the jewelry out of the adult bug.
And I'd like to issue a warning here that this show is too simple to overanalyze.
Yes.
It's really not that complicated.
No.
I mean, these are
It's very complicated, Mike.
It's not.
This is very complicated broadcasting.
Very complicated.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio guys.
Well, look at all the bright lights around us. You know what it is? It's like on Lost in Space when there'd be a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that on Lost in Space? It was just a bunch of lights.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Look at it, you go, oh, that's got to be like what a computer looks like.
And it's times like this that I wish this was just like the Starship Enterprise, you know, where we could say, computer, blow up caller.
I love that. On a night show.
Radio gods.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. So I was hoping you could answer.
Yes.
Is that contestant on the WB Superstars a boy or a girl?
You know, I'm not up to date on this. I just set the TiVo last week. Superstars is the great show where they...
Right.
You were going to love it. Half of the show is funny, like you said, making the bad singers look good. The other half during those auditions is when they take totally good singers, people who deserve to be on American Idol, and just trash them. Just tell them straight to their face they suck.
And when I saw 2 seconds of it, the panel's pretty good. It's Vitamin C, the girl
right.
that had one hit. It's Tone Loke. And Tone Loke is the best actor of all, like going... Man, you are so good when the guy stinks. And they had a girl up there who just had chops and was just
right.
belting out. And he said, oh, that is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. When is that show on?
Last night it was on at 9 o'clock, and I think it's going to be on again tonight at 9, but they're done with the auditions. They're taking the 12
weeks. Well, hold on. How stupid are they? If it's on tonight at 9, that's what American Idol's on.
Well, it's the WB.
Yeah.
You know what? Look at...
is this dumb programming or not? This guy on the phone's absolutely right. Tonight at 9 o'clock, Fox, oh, I take it back, American Idol's on at 8. So the WB Superstar USA's on at 9.
It's not a riot.
It's not head-to-head. All right, thank you for the tip.
And when you see the contestant Ross, try and figure it out. I know that's a boy's name, but you're going to swear it's a girl.
Oh, and listen, one more thing.
Okay.
You've seen the show more than I have, or Mike, or anybody here. The story is that they told the people in the audience, don't feel bad for these bad performers because they're all terminally ill kids.
Exactly.
From the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Are there any signs of the audience? Is the audience giving fake enthusiasm now that you know what they were told?
They haven't shown any of the audience yet. They've been ramping themselves up so much, like hyping their next show throughout the course of the current show. And at this point, they've just taken these people from their homes, tell them they're going to Hollywood, and they went to go get makeovers, and now they're going to dance and singing lessons.
Sounds good.
And the makeovers are hilarious. You'll love it.
Thank you, my friend.
That's a
good call.
Bye-bye.
It's too bad that's on such a crappy network.
Yeah. Yes, the WB.
Put it on a channel everybody watches.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I've been listening for a long time. Help me remember, did you guys used to have a computer game that was for sale for a long time and you gave out clues on air?
We had a CD-ROM.
Are any of those still available?
They actually are floating around somewhere, like on eBay. I think you can get them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. All right. Bye, loser. Bye-bye. That's fantastic. What's fantastic about it? It's an outdated product that we put out today. I mean, with technology today.
It looks so stupid today.
Today, you put it in your CD-ROM today, and it's like looking at stick figures. I mean, we did 10 years ago, it was slightly cutting
edge.
It's
like anything we've done in the past, though, it embarrasses us.
Of course.
Hi, here we are. This is, and how many times did you say, this is great technology? Didn't you say that?
Well, because we had some guys that like worked on Doom or some game like that, somehow they were involved with it.
Yeah.
And ours ended up looking like stick figures. Hello. John and Mike Show.
Hello.
CD-ROM game, please.
Yeah.
Bad move on our part.
Yeah, it was very embarrassing. I think we're wearing sport coats, though.
Well, we didn't.
Like we always do.
We always look good in sport coats. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
John and Mike, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Good call.
Hello.
Hey, at least he had what he wanted to do and he went away.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
Hey, there was a bit of truth with that guy who said the DOD, that term swag, was kind of associated. It stands for, like, silly, wild-ass guess. Sort of like the estimate of how many troops that they figured it would take to
DOD is this
mess.
Department of Defense.
Now, wait a minute. You're adding a third
meaning.
Swag meaning.
Yep.
And is it swag or shawag?
No, swag. SWAG. Right. Silly, wild-ass guess, kind of.
So my swag would be it's about 10 feet tall. I'd say my swag would be there about 10 cicadas out in the front row.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mark.
Howdy.
Diamond.
Hey, Don, real quick, I got an update on this tool in Sacramento.
Yeah, see,
talk with your real voice or you're going to get hung up on.
This is my real voice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
And here's a question for you, Mike. Is it sweet or is it
sweet?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
How's he doing? Swing or swing?
Hello.
Fellas.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, where I come from, Pasadena, Maryland, swag means bad weed, man.
Okay, thank you,
man. We're talking about this so much, we're breaking a sweat.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
My Rob Estall's broken.
Your what's broken?
A Rob Spreewack doll I got. The talking doll?
Broken?
Yeah, just keep saying, Sig Heil, Sig Heil.
See, now listen.
That's unbroken.
Hold on, stop the music. Stop the music for a second. Not only are you going in the book, but unless we get some kind of real apology, your number's going out because you broke the prime directive. You can't call the show with a bad joke, even if it's a bad made-up joke.
I sincerely apologize. If people called me here, I'd get fired.
He's being very honest. He did offer a sincere apology, but he still has to go in the book.
Anything we should know about your mother?
Not that I can say over the air.
He's not going to say it.
He did what you asked him. He did the apology, but he's still got to go in the book.
Buzz was looking for you to say your mom is a whore.
Yeah.
My mom is a whore.
Well, you know, we might have to consider some leniency.
That's penance.
He actually did the apology, and he said his mother was a whore.
How about a whore is your mom? You know what I mean. Does she do everything?
Yeah, she's three inputs.
She do it with homeless guys?
The homeless guys from bum fights. She does those guys.
From what?
From where?
From bum fights.
Yeah. You're on dangerous ground.
Help.
Was he doing Pig Latin?
Oh, bum fights. You mean the videos?
The video.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, we got all those fans calling today.
Yeah.
Good times.
He was kind enough to buy my merchandise.
How big?
Real quick, seriously though, whatever happened to Yank It?
Congratulations. Can't help himself. You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners.
That's why we have this club.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
I'll need your name in a
second. Watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
There you go.
Good day. I said good day, sir.
But we need a first name. We do have the phone number. We need the first name, though, please.
Jason.
Last initial?
G.
And Robbie, he would be number
000. Yep. 0000.
No, we're not using the zeros anymore.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
We not. You stopped using the zeros.
The system is
like number 12.
We can't reprogram the system. Jason G is number 000. 00011.
He's number 11.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He's number 11.
000.
Okay, shut up. Okay. Goodbye, Jason.
Thank you, sir.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here, you dummy. DJs.
I apologize. He's actually 000000012.
Oh, number 12.
You're right, Mike. He's 12.
Yeah, he's number 12, Rob.
He's number 12.
You should remember that. Get those zeros out of your big head.
On planet Earth. It's number 12.
Number 12.
And Jay Leno wants to get his Ferrari out.
Oh,
so move
head.
The left side of your brain.
Because
you see, Rob's head is so big, Jay Leno could get all 100 cars in there. Super. Hello.
Hey, that's a good one. Put that in the groaners, Mr. Shannon. Oh, no, he's getting the book out again. You're getting the list of groaners out.
Now, I want to tell you something. This one says, Caution Dawson.
Wow.
That means watch it. This one may have some content that maybe's not acceptable.
All right, Mrs. Shannon.
Kirk and Ann Douglas renewed their wedding vows on the 50th anniversary. You know Kirk Douglas.
Yes, Kirk Douglas, Mrs. Shannon.
Unfortunately, Kirk spent most of the ceremony staring out his good eye at Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh, God. Caution Dawson.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on a second. Going to force me to get another one here.
Yes.
Because you're expecting a bigger reaction than the last one.
New Zealand is on the verge of passing legislation that would make it legal for children as young as 12 to consent to sex. R. Kelly says, good day, mates.
God. Oh, my God.
The 8-month cleaning of Michelangelo's Statue of David is complete. Plaster was used to fill considerable pitting on
you
the
bottom. You might want to start that one again.
Plaster was used to fill considerable pitting on the marble surface.
Uh-huh.
A process developed. How's a disc jockey going to work in this over
impossible.
The
intro?
Well, what do you expect with these, you know? I mean, my God.
Perhaps it's poorly written.
No, it's got a lot of...
Oh, I don't think so. I think they're brilliantly written.
Let me try this one seriously over an intro.
Okay. Considerable pitting.
Like, yeah. I'm not doing it as Scott Shannon now. I'll do it as...
That's how much effort they put in.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
I don't know if you heard about this or not. That statue, Michelangelo's David, Statue David's complete. They're cleaning it up. Plaster was used to fill the considerable pitting on the marble surface. It's a process developed on the earlier restoration of Edward James Olmos.
Almost.
Well, I almost had it right.
Hey,
almost. Hot chocolate.
I guess it doesn't help.
No.
I guess it just don't help.
No, it's the creator.
You heard about that? You heard about that cleaning of the statue?
Yes.
The Michelangelo David statue?
Yeah, I did.
They used a controversial method of cleaning.
What's that?
It involved 4,000 Italian prostitutes licking the statue clean. Wait a minute, hold on. That's for Julio Iglesias. I'm really trying, man.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's what you shouldn't do. You're limited
you
by the material.
You should never try.
I mean, you can't try with these.
Okay. Right.
They're unsalvageable.
It's all like trying to fly to the moon with a Buick. You just can't do it.
It's not going to work.
No matter how hard you try.
There's nothing you could do to make these jokes work.
I've got a complete rewrite.
William Shatner says of Leonard Nimoy, who was on Star Trek with him, quote, "He's my wonderful companion through time, and I value his presence in life more than I can say." Sounds like there's nowhere these guys haven't been together before, huh? How you doing? Sean Combs says even though he can't guarantee big sales, he can guarantee his new cologne. Now they're singing, I don't care. His new cologne will smell better than Estee Lauder. Come on, man. She's dead. Nah, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
This material needs work.
Never mind. As bad as these jokes are.
You know, when you read those jokes,
yeah.
I feel like the guy that's on the TV that doesn't know where to put his hands. in an audio kind of way.
I know what you mean.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I really don't know what to do.
You know, it's very much like a car wreck. You don't want to listen to it.
No.
But you listen to
it. Can't
help
it.
Because maybe in some way the joke is funny. It's just the way that they're written for disc jockeys.
Yes.
It's so bad.
The concept might be there. It's the it's the writing. Right.
All right. Disc jockeys. Here we go to DJs. My God, do we have a bunch of tapes. Cameron is giving us... Cameron, the program director... the program director of the week is giving us all of the tapes from the disc jockeys who are sending ads, sending tapes replying to an ad that the radio station put out.
Okay.
Okay. You might remember... Oh, here he is. Hold on a second. Where's the... you want to totally set this up with Cameron so that it's he's the program director? Here we go.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray.
There he is.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director.
Anyway, Cameron Gray, who has a VD, is the program director here.
At WJFK.
That is as plain as you've ever put it.
Hi, I'm Cameron Gray, Operations Director. Don't blame me.
He's got it. And I got news for you. If he's got it, we've got it.
We've all got it.
So anyway, he gets the tapes for the disc jockeys that want to work at WJFK, want to work for Infinity Broadcast.
All right.
And over the last, month or so, he's given us 5, 6, 7 tapes to listen to. And what we're going to do is pick one out here. We're going to listen to it. And we're going to call the disc jockey.
All right.
We're going to give the DJ some feedback.
All right, good. That's
maybe,
good.
Maybe he's a DJ who's using the prepared comedy services like we were just reading.
Okay.
Maybe he can take phone calls like we do. Maybe he does impressions like you do.
Is there a maze anywhere out there?
I've not heard the tapes.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the first one that we're going to listen to, though, is a man who calls himself... The Iceman.
Oh. The Iceman. Oh.
The Iceman. And he sent along the 8x10.
Hey, look at that pretty guy. Hey, pretty boy.
What it says. Says, "Hi, my name is Farrell K." That's his real name. "And I like long walks along the beach and candlelight dinners." Oh, wait, I think I sent the wrong letter. "If I still have your attention after that riveting opener, perhaps I can entice you with some of my other talents. I've enclosed my package for your air talent position. After college, I traveled the country, blah, blah, blah. I landed a job at WINK-FM in Fort Myers, Florida, where I did swing shift and weekends. I'm anxious to develop a full-time personality show, and I feel I will be a valuable addition to your station and to your market."
Okay.
"I eat, sleep, and breathe pop culture and annoy my friends, family, and coworkers every day with ideas, bits, journals, and contests I keep in my journals."
Hmm.
"Several program directors have taken the time to contact me and praise my work." "If you're looking for a lovable scoundrel who lives to entertain, I look forward to hearing from you."
Okay.
comes from Feral K.
Sounds promising.
Incidentally, he's also known as the Iceman. The Iceman. We'll hear his tape when we come back.
Excellent.
Now, we've not heard this before.
We haven't heard it.
I'm assuming he's great because Cameron Gray, who has VD, brought the tape in.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hear his tape in a moment.
Let's go.
Oh, and also I should mention, as long as we're discussing this, the reason we have all these tapes,
yeah.
Do you remember when we did our Absinthe show? Oh, and Buzz, great news for you and everybody.
Yeah.
The Absinthe guy?
The Absinthe guy's coming in.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow
the Absinthe guy is coming in.
I'll prepare.
He's bringing the real stuff. He's bringing the stepped on stuff. He's bringing everything.
Good.
Last time the Absinthe guy, we had Absinthe on the show.
Uh-huh.
I had partaken and said that it wasn't affecting me, and of course I was.
It was just a delayed reaction.
Yeah. It was. Anyway, Ron and Fez, the DJs that are on after us, they were coming into the building.
Right.
And I said something like, hey, come in here and tell us why you're leaving to go to Tampa Bay.
Right.
Well, they never came. As it turns out their contract is up. All DJs go through this every couple of years.
Right.
Their contract is up. And I had heard a rumor that they were thinking about going to Tampa Bay, and whatever they do is their own business. I was just commenting on stuff that I had read.
Right.
And also, and I don't know if they know this, I Alex works on their show, Alex Jimenez, and I asked Alex to give them one of these tapes that Cameron was giving me. Apparently, the reason I thought they were leaving, and maybe they're not leaving, I hope they're not, is that there was an ad out in Radio Trade magazines saying that WJFK had a nighttime opening. And one of these guys that sent the tape in, I showed you the letter, it said, we would be the perfect replacement for Ron and Fez.
Right.
Ouch.
Right.
So I went to Cameron, and I said, you know, dude, like, what's the deal?
What's going on here?
Yeah. And here's what Cameron said. The fact that the station put an ad in the trades was a mistake.
Oh.
Now, how do you make a mistake?
That's not the kind of mistake that happens.
When you're putting out an ad in trade publications, and when you're getting a response from people.
I don't get that. But you know what? At this place, that makes sense.
Right. Anything.
It's a kind of.
Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in north central Maryland: Frederick, until 6:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 5:50 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation 4 miles north of Wolfsville, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. This dangerous storm could produce a tornado at any time. In addition, another very strong circulation was located just southeast of Hagerstown, also moving southeast, and will move into Frederick County. Some locations near the path of this storm include Frederick, Green Valley, New Market, Thurmont, Walkersville, and Wolfsville. This is a very dangerous storm. If you are near its path, you should prepare for large damaging hail, violent straight line winds, and possibly a tornado. If no underground shelter is available, take cover on the lowest floor in an interior room away from windows.
What's up with this? And you gave me what I thought was a lame story about how you took out an ad that was an accident?
No. Not at all.
Come on.
I swear to you. That only came from when you said the thing from the Absinthe show. That's when we started getting the stuff.
No. Oh, you know what? Don't do me like this. Don't lie like this on the radio,
I'm not,
dude.
I'm not
so
lying.
You're going to say you got all those tapes from disc jockeys across America. You mean our show is that popular that Ron and Fez walked in one day when I was drunk and said to them as they walked into the building, hey, I hear you're going to Tampa. Why don't you come in and talk about it? Based on that, you got all these letters?
I think so.
No,
no way.
You are a liar.
No
and
way.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you where you told me you ran the ad, you son of a bitch.
What?
You told me you ran the ad that was a mistake in the Columbia School of Broadcasting.
What? We don't even run ads there.
You are
they get,
so
they get
lying.
They get a thing called the on-air job tip sheet.
You are so lying.
Okay.
You are so lying. God.
Fascinating.
Is there anybody here that remembers when Cameron said that to me?
I do.
I know. Robbie?
Yeah.
Didn't he? Now, listen, Cameron, I swear on my kid's life, I ain't lying that you said this.
We never placed an ad. We placed an ad for the position for your producer.
You are such a liar.
I don't care what.
interrupt this program to activate the emergency alert system for the Washington, D.C. metropolitan operational area because of a local weather emergency.
A tornado warning for Frederick County in Maryland is now in effect until 6:45 this evening. At 5:50 this evening, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm with strong rotation 4 miles north of Wolfsville, moving southeast at 40 miles an hour. This dangerous storm could produce a tornado at any time. In addition, another very strong circulation was located just southeast of Hagerstown. Moving southeast, it will move into Frederick County. Some locations near the path of the storm include Frederick, Green Valley, New Market, Thurmont, Walkersville, and Wolfsville. This is a very dangerous storm. If you are near its path, you should prepare for large damaging hail, violent straight-line winds, and possibly a tornado. If no underground shelter is available, take cover on the lowest floor in an interior room away from windows. Again, a tornado warning is now in effect for Frederick County in Maryland until 6:45 this evening.
Excuse me, or say that, well, they just heard us talking about it, so they decided they'd send it.
You know, I wish that we had a show that was so popular that one day when we're drinking, if I made one offhanded comment.
What?
Answering the
show. Oh, okay.
All right, hold on.
Good man.
Then try these guys. Try Jeff and Mike from San Diego.
Can I answer Jeff or Mike?
Hold on.
876-0728. Jeff and Mike show.
Right. Ah! Stop it, Rob. You're killing me with that. It would be Jeff and Mike.
Right.
We've not heard their tape yet. But I know that they're the guys.
I mean, that's the quickest way to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out? Why did you send a tape to WJFK?
Yeah. No, I mean, where did you... How'd you hear about the opening?
Another answering machine?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, how about this guy? How about Rob Girard?
Oh, he's good.
Here's another guy.
They got all these tapes based on our show.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again.
For a DJ?
Give me a second. We only got a million of these things. Here's a guy from Evansville, Indiana, sending a tape. You know, I'd say for just being mentioned on our show one time, a throwaway mention when I was drunk.
No, it's not going to happen if you got American Idol numbers.
And now, Robbie, you're asking for a guy named Tommy Mason.
Okay. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Rob.
How about Cameron? How about just... I mean, I swear to Christ to you, the guy sent him. He came down with Rob and I. We didn't even mention it on the air.
Hey, Tommy. It's Rob Spiewak with the KFM in Washington, D.C. How are you? Can we put your voice on the air? Can you talk to Don and Mike a second? Okay, hang on.
I'm good.
Okay.
Neither way.
Be an easy question to answer. Hey, Tommy?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Tommy, we see that you applied for a job here. You work at Y107 Classic Hits, Evansville, Indiana. May we ask you why you sent a tape to WJFK for a job?
Well, I'm in the middle of my radio career. Things didn't work out in the last place, and now I'm unemployed.
And did you see an ad somewhere?
Yeah, I did.
Do you know what? Do you remember what publication it was in?
Probably online.
Online
job tip sheet.
From CSB, Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
What's that?
We're just trying to figure out where the ad ran.
Let me just ask you something. But you did see an ad that WJFK took out.
Is this slow show prep day?
No,
we're not trying to... We're having a little dispute with our program director.
I swear to God, we're not busting your balls.
No.
Okay.
We've gone through a bunch of these tapes just trying to get an answer to a question because we think... We think we're being jerked around here. Not for our position, but for another position.
I understand.
The program director lied. He came in and told me that he put out an ad in the trades.
And he originally said it was by mistake, and then we called him on the air today, and when we talked to him today, he said, no, it was just because we had mentioned that the guys at night were going somewhere, and that's why we got all these tapes.
And I know that he said...
And we're just trying to clear it up.
So you read an ad in one of the radio trade magazines.
Yeah, either I paid for it or it was on the trade, on the website.
So either you subscribed to a tip sheet and they gave it to you, but somebody had to take out an ad and say that they were...
Yeah, it did specifically say the call letters.
Yeah. All right, listen, Tommy, thank you. See you.
Hey, are you guys still in Wausau?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay, I want to say hello to Wausau. I got fired that town, thank you.
Anybody specifically you'd like to say hi to?
No, not really.
Okay.
And listen, you know,
hey, if you got any job openings, let me know.
Well, I don't think we do. But then again, you know, you never know. We might need a new program director.
I can push buttons too.
Because the guy we got's one hell of a liar. Tommy, thank you.
It was great to be on with you. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks, my friend.
Bye bye. Very good. Bye bye.
I know we got a break, but
interesting.
Call back upstairs.
Fascinating.
Oh, now Cameron's not picking up his telephone.
Oh, this place.
Unbelievable. Excuse me, I burped.
Wow.
Yeah, don't pick up the phone. That makes you look good.
Hi, this is Cameron Gray, operating for 106.7 WJFK.
Good man.
Give me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Jeez. I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Hey, Pinocchio! I'm putting out an ad in the trade. Come on!
Nose grower!
We are not dumb.
Who says we're dumb?
We ain't dumb. Pick up your phone, ass! Pick up your phone!
Now look, here he comes. He's walking.
Ah, there he
live.
Is. You, Cameron.
There's the ad.
Ah!
I challenge you to call those people and see if we placed it.
Hold on a sec.
All right, now wait. Hold on a second. Yes. Wait, let's see. What's this? What is this?
What do you mean? Let's see if they placed it. The guy, we just had a guy saying he read it. Here's what
if I placed it.
Oh, so you didn't, someone else did.
I'm telling you, I never placed that ad.
A prankster.
Hold on.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. A prankster.
No. Don't do that, Buzz. Don't give him an out like that. Here's what the ad.
I'm not giving him an out.
Here's what the ad says.
Prankster.
Here's what the ad says. And incidentally, a lot of these jobs I see on here are real jobs. You know?
Yeah.
ARW, WWMX. Here's what it says. Night Air Talent, WJFK FM, Cameron Gray. Format, Modern Talk. Night team of Ron and Fez are leaving shortly to return to Florida, and mornings on WXTB leaves a really quality gig open in D.C. Full-time, send tape and resume, EOE, major market experience, no calls.
Question, and this will clear this up. How do they place those? Is this a tip sheet, Cameron?
Before CSB sent that, I never even heard of it.
So this is some sort of tip sheet.
Listen, here's the thing. Dude, look me in the eye.
I swear to you.
Look me in the eye. That day you were in the studio, you said we ran that ad as a mistake. You said we ran the ad as a mistake. I swear on my son's life, Cameron, I don't BS about that. You said it.
We must have been talking about two.
And now you.
Well, wait. Hold on a second. There's a way to figure this out.
Call that.
You call the tip sheet and find out how do ads get in that tip sheet. Where they get it? What do they? Do they base it solely on people that take ads out from radio stations, or do they hear stuff on the? How do they do it?
Cameron, I don't know.
I'm honest to God.
We
don't
can
know.
Call
I'm
them.
I'm not calling you a liar.
Why don't we call them? I'm sure they've got a phone.
Well, we got a break. All I know is all the other jobs that I see are real jobs. WARW, Michael Hughes. That's the name.
I thought you were going to say a joke.
No.
WARW, Michael Hughes, available.
That's soon, Mike. But that's the job. WWMX, Baltimore, looking for a program director, Bob Woodward. Hold on, here's WWWX, Philadelphia. There's a lot of jobs here.
Mm-hmm.
Promotion director.
My question is, do all those jobs, are they based on ads that are taken out, or is that also, could that conceivably be a rumor sheet?
No, impossible. Look at the format.
Also, in my defense, the text of that ad mentions the rumors of Tampa and a radio station. Why would we put that in an ad?
I don't know why you would. I don't know why you would.
I did not.
You did. So what happened that day you came in and said to me?
Honest to God, Don, I don't even know.
Let's find out.
We got to call the tip sheet. That's the only way to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We got to break first. And then we will. Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
Fascinating.
So it's just because our show is so scary popular that you're getting all these tapes.
The best show on the dial.
It has nothing to do with the ad that we just read or the guy from Wisconsin who said he read the ad.
No. My contention is that the tip sheet got the tip from you guys. And then that's where we got the tapes and resumes.
That is an easy fact to figure out.
It's 100% garbage. I'll call right now. I don't care how late we're running. Because nobody
Your show does have a lot of power.
Somebody gave them this.
Yeah, come on. Nobody takes... I say a lot of junk on this show, Cameron. I'm constantly saying you stink as a program director. You should be fired.
Right.
I don't see an ad out there saying Cameron's job is open.
See, full-time at the bottom. Here's the thing that makes me think that couldn't happen. Because this is full-time. Send tape and resume. EOE. Major market experience required. No calls. That doesn't come from a rumor.
Not a rumor. That's right. A listing. Exactly.
Besides, anyway, Mike, yeah, look at it. It's not like a rumor sheet where someone writes, hey, I think there's a job open somewhere. And frankly, Cameron, if that's published somewhere and it's not true, how come you're not getting on your high horse calling them up saying, hold on, you're misrepresenting my station and my name?
I found an even better way to prove this. All these ads cost money. I had to have done a PO to place the ad. There's no PO for it. Check with accounting.
It's been shredded, Cameron. We know that.
Come on. All right, get out of here, you liar.
All right.
Just get out of here. He's so bad. He's such a liar.
I need closure.
Mike, I'm giving you the closure. I mean, I'll do some research on this tomorrow. But I'm telling you, look at this.
I think we need to do all our research, and we have to expose this conspiracy.
Here's what it is. There's an ad that's in a publication, mm-hmm. and there's a box full of tapes.
The one thing, here's what we call. We call the guys that do this and say, do you run ads based on rumors you hear, or are they all paid ads? And the guy says, we never run a rumor, an ad based on a rumor. Because we get in trouble doing that.
Hold on. Here's somebody I can call. Let me ask somebody here.
I think we should also specifically ask them who did place the ad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do people, I mean, are these all paid ads? That's the question. Because there's a list of
are
contracts.
These all paid ads? That's all you have to ask.
Hold on a second. I'm going to call a guy. I've got to pick it up. See if he's in the office now.
A whole list of suspects.
Because here's a guy who, in this area, who we know, it has an ad in here. Come on, is he there? It's after 6 o'clock. He won't be there
today. No. We'll find out.
Alan Burns has an ad.
Boom, Alan Burns. There's Alan Burns.
I just, you know what I mean? I like to get, I hate it when this stuff happens. Hold I want on, closure.
Hold on. Five. I think it was press 5 for Alan Burns. What have I done?
Oh my God.
Voicemail hell. Invalid entry.
Mm.
Okay, let me hear what his number is. Hold on. Right. Alan Burns. For Alan Burns. Press 1-5. Okay, I pressed 1-5.
Okay.
Please wait. Because he's a guy that we know.
Right.
And his company, he's a consultant. They have an ad out.
Yeah.
So it'll be simple enough. Alan, did you take this ad out yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Except he's not going to pick up the phone.
No.
All right. It's after 6 o'clock and he's a consultant. Why would he be there?
You know, the easiest way to do it is to find out the tip sheet.
Yeah.
Who runs the tip sheet? Call the guy that runs the tip sheet. One phone call. It's
And Alan is on vacation until Tuesday, May 20th.
It's just like the days when he used to consult us.
That'd be nice.
All right, so Don,
that's the way to do it, though. The easiest way to do it. Call this tip sheet once and for all. Find out.
We will. Okay.
And you know what? It's a win-win for us because here's the situation. Either that was a paid ad taken out by someone here who's lying, or this show's so damn hot, we just talk about a job and it's all over the trade.
Keep believing that. Keep believing that. That's why we're on in so many major markets.
It just doesn't seem
because our show is so powerful. That's why we're on in Chicago and Los Angeles and New York.
It's it just seems to me a little unusual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what the odds of this happening? Some guy in Wichita heard it.
Okay.
That's how it would happen for our show.
Right.
No, they took it out. I know they did. Buzz?
Yes.
I don't even have time for the setup.
Understood.
What's your lead story tonight? Because we got to get like 30 minutes of commercials into the next hour.
For the first time since Clinton?
Hey, and there's a good reason to stay tuned. Sorry about that.
For the first time
since... Unlike Cameron, I don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
We have a buttload of commercials we got to get in.
You're just being honest.
There's the truth.
As are you, darling.
Yes, you're always a woman to me. See, once again, it comes full circle.
See, now you got to turn it around.
That's right. And see, you didn't even get upset at
it. No, not at all.
But Cameron's going home in the trunk of one of our cars tonight.
He is our bitch. Buzz, what is your lead?
Today, for the first time since Clinton, the nation's capital has a little sex scandal.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody. Stay
tuned. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A colossal waste of time.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't hate us because we're beautiful. We've got diarrhea of the mouth today. So many topics.
this last half hour is going to be screwed up. I'm sorry. We've just talked too much today. Veramax brings you news with Buzz. The world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor?
Dr. DeVelna, clinically tested, patented Veramax. Number one because it works.
Get it at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
To briefly summarize the last segment.
A mystery.
They're lying.
Yeah.
That's the only fact. Mm-hmm. They're lying.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. The program director is just lying to us.
We're going to figure it out.
Listen, and here's the thing.
Technically, he may not be lying because technically
he might be covering for somebody
else.
You know, that's why Cameron could say.
Our contention now would be that the radio station took an ad out.
Right. And I understand.
Company.
And here's the thing. I don't. If it's. Ron and Fez are two guys that are on after us.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I don't know if they like us or don't like us. We like their show. We've always liked their show. But there's been that Opie and Anthony thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, between us and them. And we've never really caught on with them. And I don't know if they were pissed that I said something that day. You know, hey, are you going to Tampa? It's because I heard rumors. I know that they're in a contract negotiation. I don't want to get in the middle of their stuff. And I understand if the station took out an ad
mm-hmm.
because they're covering themselves in case Ron and Fez go somewhere. You know what that's called? That's called leverage. Both sides have leverage.
Right.
Let these two guys work out their own deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they should know that Cameron was giving me these tapes long before we had this absinthe show.
Right.
When I spilled out one day and just said, hey, if you're going to Tampa, come
sure.
in and tell us.
Exactly.
He'd been giving me these tapes for the longest time. And what? When did the last time he brought a tape? Like 5 years ago? It's like all of a sudden they just all come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
These tapes all just come out of nowhere.
Yeah, and we're going to get to the bottom of it and find out. The first thing is going to be getting through the guy that has that tip sheet and finding out how he gets his stuff.
And let me just say this. If that's truly the show, the show power that we have,
mm-hmm.
Then I hear Bill O'Reilly's leaving WJFK to go work at WMAL. I really hear that. Hey, Bill, why don't you come on and tell us about that?
Let's take some tapes and resumes for the midday show.
Yeah, because in theory, if that's the case, if our show is so all-encompassing and
then
so
that'll
powerful,
be on the tip sheet tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
D.A.
Dummies. Damn dummies. You know, and why he couldn't just say, hey, be cool about it, it's a negotiating thing.
Right.
You know, because I played it cool off the air with this guy for the longest time. Mm-hmm. When he gave me the tape with the guys from San Diego, where it said, I want to replace these other guys. I swear to God, again, I went to Cameron and said, dude, you're giving me this.
Well, thing. Also the thing with them, with those guys, with Ron and Fez, that's in the rumor mill as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not from our show.
No, so I said to Cameron, I said, when he gave me this tape of the bad disc jockey, I said, do you want to give me this tape that says these guys want Ron and Fez's job? I said, I don't feel comfortable reading that. He said, yeah, maybe you're right about that. Mm-hmm. And he took the letter.
Or maybe we were given that tape and then we were getting played.
Maybe
the whole ad is just to play them a little bit, right?
Maybe. Here's the thing.
I mean, I don't trust management.
Sure. They ain't that smart.
Those guys?
I mean, the management guys. Mm-hmm. They're not smart enough. They're really not. And what dopes they are. Cameron, you freaking liar. You know, for the last time, I heard it, and Rob is afraid of getting fired, so he won't say it. But I'm telling you, Rob was in here, too, and he heard you say the exact same thing. Oh, yeah, that ad was put in the trades as a mistake.
Which, you know, now you're lying about the lie.
Yeah, yeah. Buzz, what do you think? You've listened to this whole thing.
I think somebody in the company placed the ad. I'd like to find out who. I think it was a negotiating ploy and a little insurance just in case they did leave, and I hope they don't.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's the message we all want to get,
right.
Is that we hope that they don't.
Right.
And it's not our place to talk about their business.
Right.
I only bring this up now because...
And having gone through negotiations with these people here, Ron and Fez, good luck with those guys, because we know how difficult that time is, and I hope they stay, too, and we understand more than anybody else how difficult it is to negotiate.
If I was you, I'd do what I did. I just freaking tell them. I'm talking to Bennett Zier.
Right.
Just tell them. Who's calling us now? Hello?
Alan.
Hello, Alan.
There you go. Hey. I just want to, you know, I just heard this last segment, because I just got out of a meeting.
Yeah.
That's like you haven't really been listening, but go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. So... I got to tell you, you had that conversation with me.
Oh, was it him?
It wasn't Cameron.
Oh, was it really? Was it Alan?
And it wasn't in the studio. I think it was in my office.
No, Alan, you know what? You're talking about a different time because Cameron came in with the same lie and said it in front of Rob and I.
Okay, I can't speak to that. I can only tell you that I had that conversation because I heard from Cameron that somebody at CSB put it on a tip sheet accidentally.
Okay, but hold on. Have you seen the thing? Have you seen it? It's not a tip sheet. It's an ad. It's an ad that has CBS, has EEO, you know, all that stuff.
I mean, we can find.
Okay, well, I just want you to know that I know you had that conversation with me.
And, okay, then, are you willing to go on the record if Cameron's not? Did you tell me that running the ad was a mistake?
Yes, I did. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, okay. Well, now that part's been cleared up.
So who put the ad in?
The mistake was not.
I know the ad wasn't put in by anybody at this radio station.
No. Okay, liar.
Nobody in this company put that ad out.
Okay. Then how come this company, which is so goddamn litigious, is not going after whatever this trade sheet is to say, hey, you've misrepresented our company?
I'd like to find out about. We have to find out about this tip sheet.
It was very detailed and proactive. This ad, very detailed.
Well, I'll get a copy of it from Cameron.
Yeah, Cameron's got it
because you've not seen it, even though you spoke about it.
You know, and really, Alan, seriously, we're more than willing to hear. You know what the end result of this is because now everybody.
Well, now I'm curious. So.
Yeah, good. I want to find out. Hey, you know, if this gets in because of rumors or so, if they use that, but it sure didn't look like that when we read the ad.
Sure doesn't.
It looked like somebody placed an ad.
Pretty official. I don't believe Cameron lied to you.
Listen, Alan, let's not go down this whole family thing, because you're right, I did have a separate conversation with you,
okay.
And you also told me that it was a mistake to run, that you didn't mean to run the ad, but Cameron came
no, no,
in.
No, I didn't say we didn't mean to run the ad.
Oh, you said?
I said somebody placed it through CSB.
What is CSB?
On their website.
What
That's what
CSB?
I told you.
What is
School of Broadcasting?
Columbia or Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Somebody placed it?
On a website, I was told, and it was taken off.
Well, see, you should see the thing that we're looking at. It doesn't look like something from a website.
I just, when we find out where this originated, that, and that's easily, information that's easily ascertainable.
Yes, it is.
So tomorrow...
Yeah, we should be able to figure this out pretty quickly.
Oh, we'll be able to.
Yeah, and we will.
We'll figure it out pretty quickly.
Okay.
But you remember saying to me in your office that running the ad was a mistake.
I don't think that's exactly what I said. I think what I said is that ad was, or whatever it was placed accidentally by somebody at CSB.
Such a bad liar.
Okay, so we're all liars. But anyway, I just wanted to clear the record.
Yeah, okay, we're all right. Liars.
All right, we'll find it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So the plot thickens.
Yeah.
We get no answers, really.
Fascinating.
We do get one answer. One thing's been cleared up.
Yes.
That an ad, that there's an acknowledgement of the fact that an ad was run.
Correct.
Of course, Cameron brought that in, too. This is easy, guys. This is easy to fix. Guys.
Hey, guys.
This is easy.
Guys.
We got to talk to the CSB tomorrow.
Mike, we got to do this right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Line 1 is not available right now. He's in the hallway picking up a penny someone had dropped. Press 1 to leave your message now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Poor old Alan. Listen, rinse, repeat. Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've killed you on time today. The Buzz News and Comment. We'll be back to the full segments tomorrow. Now, here is Buzz, who also thinks management's lying. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Well, here's a nice little distraction from war and politics. A sex scandal. Her name is Jessica Cutler. She's 24. She's been saying, on the internet, of course, that she's done some higher-ups in the Bush administration and some powerful D.C. lawyers. Blog is short for weblog. It's a diary you keep on the internet. You can make it public if you like. That's what Jessica did.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Let's blog.
Yeah.
Sometime maybe we can blog. The first time some guy said that to me, said, let's blog.
Right.
I'm like, what? And he said, it's an internet. It sounds queer.
Blog.
I don't want to blog with you. Send me an email if you want, but I don't want to blog with you.
She mentioned any names, Buzz?
No, she hasn't yet. She's holding out for money for that.
Higher-ups in the Bush administration?
That's what she says, and the internet is where she posted her ribald tales that have upset some higher-ups in the Bush administration, and, of course, some of those powerful D.C. lawyers. She's not worried. Quoting her, they couldn't run me out of town. If they could, I'd already be gone. They tried. The office of a conservative Republican from Ohio fired her when the word got out. She also did some Democrats. One of them, she says, gave her money. But she says a powerful married man in the Bush administration gave her $400 after sex at a hotel. She's now taking offers for the rights to her stories and TV shows have been calling her about some guest shots.
You know,
$400. She's probably pretty good.
Yeah. It's quite
very
a tease.
Cute. It's quite a tease.
Very attractive. I've seen a picture of her.
Yeah, there's a picture in the paper today of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I saw the picture too.
Why don't we get her?
I don't want to.
How do you mean that?
I don't want to pay $400 to have some whore come down who's. Oh, you mean how do we get her on the show?
Again.
You think I meant? Let's come down and do her and pay her $400.
You're single.
No, I have a girlfriend.
I know.
I have an exclusive relationship with my girlfriend.
But you're not dead.
Yeah, but I wouldn't pay for her, for this woman. I'm saying let's get her on the show.
I thought maybe you would do it like for the show.
You don't ever get into anything with him. He will never let you out. It will never. I was simply saying, let's get her on the show.
Like, yeah, this is the show she's going to come on. Yeah.
Why not?
Because this is the show that's so powerful. One drunk mention got 8,000 disc jockeys to send in.
No, you know, seriously, if you were talking about spending money for something, you know, as far as
I agree with you.
I think spend it. You know, find out what her price is.
You know, as a matter of fact, we'd probably pay more
because you know what. I would say that there are these major news organizations that probably would not accept it because they wouldn't want to be accused
of
pandering. We'll pander all day.
Sure. Here you go. Here's the offer right now. And we have the money to give away. I am not kidding about this. What's her name, Buzz?
Jessica. Jessica Cutler.
What is the offer? Now, you think I'm going to say some? I'm not kidding. How important do you think it is?
It depends.
You think she's really had sex with all these guys?
I'd hate to think that.
What is it that we would want for the money?
Names.
A name?
Yeah.
More than one name?
Yeah.
We could go as high as $5,000.
Intriguing.
We could.
Now you're making me laugh. Just look at it. Because you're making me laugh today. It's been one of those
things. But we could.
No, I'm saying, yeah. I mean, really. And as powerful as this show is, word will get back to her.
Yeah, thank you, bud.
Yeah, I think that's a legitimate offer. I think for $5,000, have her come on this show. Tell her story on this show.
For $5,000.
Wow,
We got $5,000 to give away.
Yeah.
We'll do it. That would be worth a show.
Of course, she's probably waiting for a publisher, and if she's waiting for a publisher,
That's
different. That's scary money.
Yeah. Besides, you want some money right now?
Mm-hmm. You want a quick, you know, tidy over? Give us how many names you want. Two names?
Right. Listen, here's the deal. If you were getting paid $400 for every one of these guys you were doing, you got to give us at least 10 names. That's $4,000.
Sterling, Virginia has issued a tornado warning for the following county in northern Virginia, Loudoun, until 7:30 p.m.
Time for another break?
Yeah, sorry about that.
But it was a great first story. I'm happy with it.
It's a sex scandal. You got a sex scandal on
you. Yeah, I'm thrilled.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's enough of that, Rob. We can just fill 5, 4, 3. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, sing her name.
Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we are.
WJFK.
No.
Kind of need that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Kind of need the blue card.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Yeah. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sanitized for your protection, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You spilled Coke all over your blouse. My, oh, my.
Wonderful.
Meant something different back then.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Take that blouse off immediately. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Well, not to spoil tonight's season finale of 24, but time is running out for a lot of the cast.
Oh, yeah, that's tonight.
Word is the actors who were regulars as Jack Bauer's co-workers at CTU have been told they won't be back next year. That includes the moon-faced Michelle and Kim's backstreet boyfriend, Chase.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. Many of the others are maybes at best. The guy who plays Tony is up in the air. So is the annoying woman, Marilyn Rajgub. And Alicia Cuthbert will only be back as her availability allows. She's off making movies now.
Yeah, that's where she belongs. I hope that they kill off a couple of them tonight.
Yeah, I think maybe several, actually.
And give us Alicia Cuthbert because she belongs in the movies. I want to see her in the movies, and I want to see her in R-rated movies.
With Coke on her blouse. Thank you. Also, Kiefer Sutherland says tonight's season finale won't be a disappointment and won't be a cliffhanger.
It won't be a disappointment. Previously on Alan is Lying.
You're going to like it. I swear to God you will. He says last year's cliffhanging season ender was a ripoff. He's happy with this year's ending and the season itself, except for the heroin addiction storyline that faded away in mid-season. He says next season will be heroin-free and radically different from the previous seasons.
You know what I read about 24, which I'm looking forward to because I'm a fan of the show,
right,
is that next year Fox is going to wait, because you know they got baseball and it screws up like their fall season?
Right, yeah, and they kind of conflicted with that.
Right, so they are not going to run 24 until they're done with baseball. They're going to, not maybe not even going to run until after the first of the year.
It'll start in January and run for 5 months without interruption.
Yeah, and
you know what's going
to
happen
and
now.
And is that the smart way to run it? They're just doing it all at once.
It's a smart way to run, but what we'll have this year will be one of the, you know, last year was such an incredible baseball postseason. I hope it's even half of what it was, you know, last year. Because, I mean, last year, every single playoff, National League, American League, they were very, very exciting.
And if the season ended today, you'd be giving Tom Gavin, how you doing?
A massage. I'd be giving Tom Gavin a massage, yeah. If the season ended today.
But
I'm a half a game away from it.
I know, there's months to go.
I'm very, very happy.
Months and months to go.
Two of our starters still on injured reserve, Trot Nixon and Nomar Garciaparra.
There you go.
I could not be more happy about the
season ended
where it
today,
is right now.
The season ended today, you'd still be a big loser.
And, you know, it's very, very good that you're bringing that up. I like that. Finally, a new spinoff for the Don and Mike Show, Pervs Are Stupid, in Long Island.
Now, did you make this up, Buzz?
No, this is a true story.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Poor old Alan.
On Long Island, they say an upskirt photo dude was so brazen he actually would cross in front of women to get the picture he wanted. And yet, so low-key, he did not resist arrest, even gave police his computer without them having to get a warrant. And yet, so stupid, he attracted attention to himself at a mall by using the flash on the camera. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
That's good.
No. Sorry about that time thing today, Buzz.
No. All right.
You know, we get emotional when we get a lying program director.
Fascinating. A mystery.
Lying general manager.
And never know what's going to happen.
Huh. And that mystery will be resolved on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah, we're going to continue sleuthing, so you stay tuned for tomorrow's show.
Oh, and also tomorrow we start our Harry Potter thing, because the movie's coming out.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. You know, that's always fun.
There is.
Also, tomorrow, Absin.
Yay.
So, wow.
Oh, Harry Potter and Absin.
Make sure you're here.
You better be here.
Yeah. Good day to you, sir. I will be.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
I won't.
I know you won't be here. All right, friend.
0000000.
Okay.
You.
Okay.
Say your prayers.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.